This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. We offer a free Erotica podcast and a premium patron taboo podcast that contains more intensely sexual themes. You can support the Erotica Podcast on Patreon to make requests for subjects. Thank you for listening. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Neighbor Chronicles Part 6 by Avid Reader Novice Writer. Chapter 10. Silence filled the room. Dread covered the eyes. Embarrassment shone in the face. All three people in the room stood there as if this moment was frozen in time. Jack was in shock while holding on to his dripping cock. He remembered that he had seen this woman the night of Bill's birthday. She and Amber were dancing together all night. He remembered it so well because of how sexy they looked together. One with a perfect ass, the other with perfect breasts, both with killer bodies and beautiful beyond imagination. He had multiple fantasies of taking both women for himself that whole night. Stacy stood there with her mouth agape covering it with one hand while the other held a clipboard close to her breasts. Unbeknown to her, she was pushing the clipboard so hard against her breasts that you could make out clearly how well off she was in that department. This small detail did not escape Jack's eyes. Amber stared back at Stacy, her face the darkest shade of red, full of embarrassment. She was practically naked, bent over her desk with her pussy filled with her neighbor's cum as it spilled out of her onto the cold tile floor. She was still processing that her asshole neighbor had just come in her, and now the shock of being caught by her best friend was added to it. Stacy!
Oh my God!
What are you?
Amber finally was able to say after a brief moment, but was interrupted by an even more embarrassed Stacy.
I'm sorry! I came to give. I mean ask.
Stacy was at a loss for words. She could barely muster up a sentence. She had come to meet Amber to see if she wanted to get lunch together. Stacy was unlike other coworkers who would knock first. Since her and Amber were so close, she would always just walk in with no issue. But she did not expect to open the door and see her best friend and neighbor having sex, literally coming together. Amber had told her about her wild fantasy with Bill and what she had been up to. But seeing it in person, at work no less, was a totally different experience. Her legs were squeezing together as she remembered how she just watched both of them orgasm together intensely. What threw Stacy for a loop was that her eyes uncontrollably shifted from Amber's eyes to Jack's cock, over and over. Eventually her eyes stayed locked on the massive organ that was unlike any she had ever seen. She couldn't believe her best friend had just taken such a big cock in her body. Stacy wondered what it would feel like taking something like that deep inside her. Stacy had seen it on a video Amber sent her, but nothing beat seeing it in person. Her mind was in awe of how amazing his cock looked as it was dripping with both of their juices and cum. She couldn't believe it, but it actually looked sexy. She couldn't believe she would ever put the word sexy and Jack in the same sentence. Yet here she was. Stacy knew she could never look at Jack the same after today.
I'm sorry, never mind. I'm just gonna, I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry!
Stacy couldn't stop apologizing. She shifted her body back and forth as if she didn't know which way to turn around to leave. Finally, she got her bearings about her and turned to open the door. She glanced one more time to her best friend, and to the biggest cock she's ever seen. While biting her lip, she whispered one more time.
I'm sorry. Stacy! Wait!
Amber tried to call out, but Stacy rushed out the room, shutting the door behind her. Amber was still half bent over in absolute shock of what had just occurred. Even though Stacy knew about her and Bill's fantasy, catching her at work doing it was a completely different matter. How could she face her best friend after something like this? Jack stood behind Amber deep in thought. He initially thought for a moment that he had really fucked up. That this would mess up the whole relationship he had with this sexy wife, especially if she gets in trouble for messing around at work. However, he noticed one small detail that changed everything. Her friend wasn't surprised seeing them together, she was just surprised seeing them together here. While Jack was in deep thought, Amber shot up from her desk and turned towards Jack.
I told you this was a bad idea.
Oh my God!
Now Stacy caught us together in here. How am I supposed to confront her now after this?
Amber was fuming at Jack. Her sexy and intimate character from earlier was nowhere to be seen at the moment. Jack squinted his eyes and stared back at Amber. He didn't say anything for a moment.
So, do you have anything to say?
Of course you don't.
You knew this was a bad idea.
But of course all you can think about is your big cock.
Amber thought she had him on the ropes and was still extremely embarrassed being caught by Stacy. So she started to take all her anger out on Jack. Jack continued to stare back at her. Finally he said in a low voice,
How long has your friend known about us?
Amber was taken back. How did he figure out Stacy already knew about them?
What are you talking about?
She doesn't know anything.
Amber tried to lie.
Jack snickered. You can't lie to me like you do to your husband. See, your husband is in love with you, so he believes you unconditionally. But me? The only thing I'm in love with is that sexy body and sweet ass of yours. And since that beautiful pussy of yours just squeezed out a big load from me, I'm able to think a little more clearly right now. Amber was annoyed by his words, and crossed her arms against her chest, pushing her pierced nipples against her arm. This action only served to make her look even more sexy. And? What's that have to do with anything? Amber said, still using her best poker face. She was standing in the middle of her office literally dripping with cum, still half naked while staring daggers at him. And Jack loved it. Jack's smile grew even wider. He took a step closer to her, and was only inches away now. See, your friend wasn't surprised to see me and you together. She was just surprised to see us together in here. Finally a crack broke on Amber's poker face. And you weren't mad that she caught us together. You were mad that she caught us together in here. Jack said, waving his hands in a circle every time he said here. Amber gulped, finally noticing that this big cock asshole wasn't as dumb as he looked. Jack continued. So I'm going to ask one more time. Jack took one more step towards her, making Amber take a half step back, bumping into her desk. Amber reached behind her and kept her body upright, leaning on the desk with both of her arms while looking right into Jack's eyes. Jack's burly stomach pushed into her while his still wet, semi-hard cock pushed against her lower body. How long has your sexy friend known about us? Amber finally couldn't look right at Jack. She glanced away and whispered. Since the week after the Super Bowl. Ha! I knew it! Jack laughed triumphantly. I had to talk to someone. After you fucking drugged my husband, I wanted nothing to do with you. I still haven't forgiven you for that. I wanted to never see you again. But I saw that my husband still wanted more out of this fantasy. So finally I talked to her about everything, since she was the only person I could trust. That's when she Amber shut up, realizing she might have said too much while trying to defend herself. Jack momentarily blanked. He didn't realize he was that close to never seeing this sexy woman again. Him putting Bill to sleep might have been more than overboard. Unfortunately, he wasn't thinking with his brain but his dick. Jack's curiosity piqued. That's when she what? Amber knew she couldn't get out of telling him. That's when she gave me the idea for the anniversary gift. Jack's eyes grew wide like saucers. A big shitting-eating grin grew across his face before breaking out in ravenous laughter. Haha. So it was her. She gave you this whole idea? Does Bill know she knows? Amber shook her head no. Interesting, very interesting. You know, she couldn't stop staring at my dick when she was in here. She might want to join us one day. That's when Jack seen an expression from Amber that he's never seen before. No. There was nothing else she needed to say. Her expression gave off, as one mother lion would give to protect her cubs. Jack gulped seeing that expression and cursed himself that he might have overstepped. He realized she was very overprotective over her friend. He decided to drop it and change the subject. Well, since she knew, it's not that big of a deal, right? No reason to get angry. Amber softened slightly. Still. It was embarrassing, we shouldn't have done it in here. You're right. Why don't we go get some lunch and finish in my car? Amber was incredulously baffled hearing his suggestion. What? Are you serious? How are you even thinking about that right now? Didn't you just come? Her eyes occasionally glanced at his cock, seeing it was still in a semi-hard state. You think one time is enough for me? Jack smiled. Since Amber was leaning back and Jack was pushing against her, he was slightly towering over her. Amber stared back up into his dark eyes. It felt like a never-ending abyss. She felt his now growing hard cock against her, and knew that getting rid of him would prove to be a challenge. The longer she fought, the longer it would take. Might as well get it over with, he's not the type of man to take no for an answer. Plus, anywhere is better than here, I guess, Amber thought. Deep down she knew she wasn't totally against having his cock inside of her again. Ever since Stacy had seen her, Amber's body felt like it was on edge. It was as if a weight was lifted on her, and she needed to release it somehow. Ugh, fine. I'll meet you in your car, make sure you're parked on the garage roof facing away from everybody. I already am. Jack smiled while pulling up his shorts. He leaned over trying to give her a kiss. She internally fumed after hearing his response. This was his plan all along. Due to her anger, Amber turned her head last second and his lips were only met with her cheek. Jack grunted, annoyed at her action, and walked out the room. Amber looked around and found her clothes and work jacket. After putting on her clothes, she saw how messy her office looked and decided she'd clean it up when she got back. She knew she just needed to hurry up and please Jack and get him away from her work before anyone else catches her with him. Amber couldn't lie to herself. The thrill of being caught was still coursing through her body, but she would never tell Jack that and give him the satisfaction. As much as Amber didn't want to admit, that little episode with Stacy made her body shiver every time she thought back on it. Seeing her best friend stare into her eyes as her pussy was filled with another man's cum. Her legs just shivered thinking about it again. After Amber got herself together, she headed out. As she stepped out, she hung up a sign on her door that indicated she was out for lunch, so no one would walk into her office and wonder what the hell happened. It was unknown, but because of still having her mind rattled by being caught by Stacy, or maybe the anticipation of having Jack's cock once again in her, she had forgotten her phone face down on her desk still recording. Amber was sitting on top of Jack in his back seat, facing him, while their lips battled together sensually. His tongue and her own were trading fluids and rushing into each other's mouths.
Jack slowly squeezed and caressed Amber's thick ass cheeks that were strained against her work pants. Amber's medical jacket was already off behind Jack's head, blocking out the back window. Jack's car already had dark tints surrounding his windows, which is one reason why Amber had agreed to this illicit meetup. Jack's car was on top of the parking garage, facing away from the hospital, away from where most people had parked. However, there were still a few cars parked nearby. So Amber had set the medical jacket up behind them as a precaution, giving them more of a cover. She would not take the chance of being caught again, because the next time might not be her best friend. Their kisses became hot and heavier as time passed. Jack broke it momentarily.
You wouldn't kiss me in your office, but look at you now.
Amber looked at him and squinted her eyes.
Just shut up and keep kissing me.
Amber couldn't help but admit that Jack was an excellent kisser. His fat lips dominated hers. Usually when she kissed Bill, she had the bigger lips, so it was a different experience every time she kissed Jack.
Imagine if Bill could see us kiss so passionately. I bet that dumbass would love it.
Jack smiled and gave her ass a slap and continued to kiss his neighbor's sexy wife. Amber moaned in response and pressed her body down harder on his. Jack slowed his pace as he kissed her, making it more intimate and passionate. He loves when they have these types of naughty sessions. He felt the pure sexual passion and even frustration radiating from her body. Feeling her soft wet lips connect with his, her juicy tongue rubbing along his. Her taut body sitting on top of him rotating, in a circular motion. Amber's body was still on fire from the intense orgasm she had in the office. Jack's hefty stomach pushing against her felt so wrong, but that only added to the taboo act she was taking part of. It constantly reminded her that this man wasn't her husband. He was different in every way. As Amber continued to rotate and rub her body on his, Jack's bulge continued to grow between her legs. Even between his shorts and her pants, she could perfectly feel the cock that drove her to endless orgasms. But Amber was starting to realize it wasn't just because his big cock that the sex with him was always so mind-blowing. Sex was more than just a big dick. It was the emotions and feelings she had during it that made it so much more pleasurable. It was the illicit act she was participating in, the naughty idea that this despicable man that she and her husband hated could fuck her so damn well. It made the sex so much more intense, which contributed to the endless orgasms he gave her. Even if she didn't want it, her body reacted instinctively and started to heat up. She found the right spot and began rubbing her pussy even harder on his bulge that was protruding out of his shorts. Amber wrapped her arms completely around Jack's neck and kissed him as passionately as she would her husband.
Fuck. You're turning me on, Jack.
Amber moaned out between kisses.
Slap.
Jack gave her a nice slap on her ass cheek in responses.
Yeah? My little slut likes kissing her daddy, huh?
Yes, I love it.
Amber said, while continuing to kiss him. Amber was sinking more and more into depravity. There was nothing her body wanted than to have his thick cock stretch her once again. That feeling of being dominated by his big cock was growing on her more and more. She just wanted to forget everything and focus on the pleasure it gave her, thinking it would somehow make her forget the image of her friend walking in on her. Jack finally broke their kiss once again and began whispering in her ear.
You liked when I fucked you in your office? It was so bad, I can't believe we did that.
Amber whispered back.
Slap. Slap. You loved it, didn't you? You loved coming on me over and over. Jack, oh shit, oh shit.
Amber had her head resting on Jack's shoulder, moaning into his ear as he spanked and played with her body.
You know what my favorite part was?
Jack asked.
That your friend watched as I came deep in your pussy and you cummed all over my dick. I bet she can't stop thinking about it. Maybe we should give her a personal show next time.
Jack said in a menacing voice, probing Amber's reaction about her friend.
You asshole. Don't even think about Stacy. She's sweet and has been through a lot.
Amber said in a low voice. Jack didn't want to ruin the mood, so he dropped the subject, but he became curious. Been through a lot. Interesting, Jack thought to himself.
Whatever, you can't help but admit it was hot that she caught you and me like that. I wonder how much she had seen.
Jack said while squeezing Amber's ass with a furious force. Amber bit her lip, feeling her body being dropped as if she was some plaything. Him constantly reminding her about Stacy was making her body feel like it was on fire. She couldn't take it anymore and sat back up, whispering almost out of breath.
God, just shut up.
She leaned forward and began kissing him again. Amber didn't want to admit that he was right, but the image of her friend staring into her eyes as she was filled with her neighbor's cum made her heart race. She should have sent Jack away no matter how much he wanted another round. But that little episode did make her blood race once again. So here she was riding her neighbor, kissing him like she would her own husband. After kissing for a few more minutes, Jack had enough foreplay. He broke the kiss for the final time and grabbed Amber by her chin and looked right into her eyes.
That's enough, little slut. Get down and get my cock ready for your tight pussy. What? You don't like kissing me?
Amber said, teasing him, as she scooted to the seat next to them and put her hair to the side, immediately getting ready to suck his massive cock. Jack smiled back, seeing her playful mood. Guess that's a good sign that the Stacy episode hadn't ruined their little fun mood. He worked hard to break her in earlier. He didn't want all his work to be for naught, Jack thought. What he didn't know was that it did affect Amber. Actually, extremely. But it wasn't a negative effect. Images of that moment constantly flashed in Amber's mind and made her body feel like it was in a pit of lava. She wanted nothing at that moment but to relieve herself, and what was better than Jack's giant cock?
I could kiss you all day, but right now I'd rather you kiss something else,
Jack said, while looking down at Amber unzipping his shorts. Amber was on her hips sitting sideways with her back facing the front seat and her legs half tucked under her. She finally whipped his cock out his shorts and looked up at Jack as she kissed the tip of his cock.
Like that?
She smiled at him. Her body shivered as her lips made contact with his cock. She could taste herself on him still and she loved it. Amber began kissing and licking it, tasting herself completely off his thick cock. All while looking up at him. She felt so submissive under his glare. Amber soaked his cock with her saliva as her lips and tongue ran all over it. Amber was enjoying playing with his cock. She was sure when it started, but sucking cock became something she actually enjoyed and got turned on from. She couldn't wait to do this with her husband on a regular basis, but for now, this asshole would receive the pleasure from her soft lips and wet tongue. As Amber bathed his cock with her saliva, the only sound in the car was their heavy breathing and her slurping, sucking sounds. That was interrupted by the sounds of footsteps and chatter slowly getting closer to the car. Amber suddenly stopped, her lips still glued to the tip of Jack's cock. Jack just stared down at her, hearing the footsteps get closer to the car. They both heard a car unlock a few spots down from them. Amber cursed her luck. Here she was sucking her neighbor's cock in the work parking lot and was interrupted from God knows who. What frustrated her even more was that her body got even hotter at the thought of potentially getting caught again. The thrill was unbearable and her body shivered at the thought. Jack had his hand on her head and the other rested on her ass. He smiled, feeling her shiver, knowing she was getting excited from the predicament she was currently in. His hand gently pushed her down his cock. He smiled, seeing her eyes grow wide but also not stopping him. Amber continued her blowjob while hearing two people get in the car not far from them. She began rubbing her pussy through her work pants. The car turned on and eventually pulled off. One could only imagine if the two employees knew that the hospital angel was currently acting like a slut with a despicable man not far from them. During this, Amber's blowjob became as sloppy and wild as possible. She couldn't control how turned on she was, and Jack's cock benefited from it. As soon as they heard the car finally pull off, she finally pulled herself off his cock with a loud pop sound.
"Oh my God, I can't believe I just did that,"
Amber said as she licked and cleaned up her saliva that was dripping off his cock. Jack's breathing started to get heavier, realizing what was happening.
"You like tasting yourself on my cock? God, you look so hot right now. Quick, where's your phone? I want your dumbass husband to see this."
Amber literally froze as her tongue was stuck out, currently licking the tip of his penis.
"My phone. Oh my God, my phone."
Amber stopped sucking his dick and sat half up.
"Oh my God. I forgot my phone in my office. I think it's even still recording."
Amber smacked her forehead, realizing her blunder. Had she forgotten why she was doing this? She had actually wanted Jack's cock again so bad she rushed out here and didn't even bring her phone with her to record anything for her husband.
"What? You actually forgot it? Wow, I'm honestly surprised,"
Jack said genuinely. He was worried she might want to go back upstairs to her office and go get it. And that would definitely kill the mood that they'd been building.
"Why don't we use my phone?"
Jack suggested, trying to find a solution.
"Your phone? Yeah, right, so you can try to pull that blackmail stuff on me. Even if your last threat was all smoke, I'm not taking that chance,"
Amber said firmly. She didn't want to give any ammunition to Jack. He had plenty enough. There was no way she would intentionally give him more.
"Do you really need to record every time? We didn't record anything in the bathroom, and we just recorded a good video for your little hubby earlier. Isn't that enough?"
Jack lied. He knew that the phone fell halfway during their intense fucking, but he wasn't about to shoot himself in the foot now.
"I don't know, don't forget why we were even doing this. I can't fuck you all the time just because. This gift is becoming me just plainly cheating on my husband. I don't know if it's a good idea to continue that,"
Amber said with guilt in her voice. Jack saw his opportunity floating away right in front of him. His heart started to race, trying to think of a solution.
"Wait, wait. No reason to start beating yourself up. Didn't we just establish that your husband gets turned on from seeing us together? You're not cheating on him. You're going to come clean eventually, right? Remember that night of the Uber?"
Amber was in deep thought and shook her head yes. How could she ever forget that night? She sucked a complete stranger off while her husband stood right out the car door. Even making Jack roll up the window, not letting her husband watch.
"I could tell your husband went crazy with lust because of that. Not letting him see made his already wild imagination shoot through the roof. Not recording everything might make it even hotter for your husband. As long as you tell him everything, that would please him just all the same."
Jack pulled out all the stops with his explanation, and Amber wasn't an idiot. She understood what he was doing. But as much as she hated to admit it, he was right about a lot of the stuff he had explained.
"You just want to have sex."
Amber shyly looked at him. Jack's heart was beating like a racehorse. It didn't matter how many times he had slept with her and seen her in all sorts of sexy situations, he was still in awe of how beautiful she looked. Her face was flush as she sat sideways in his back seat. She was keeping herself upright by holding on to his thigh while her other hand brushed her beautiful blonde hair behind her ear, showing off her smooth neck even further. Her head was slightly tilted down as she looked up at him. Jack gulped.
"I would be lying if I said I didn't, but you know it's true. Maybe,"
Amber said, biting her lips. She had to admit she could just get out and sleep with him another day. But right now her body needed to be dominated, and it would get what it wanted. The sexual tension started to rise, and you could practically feel it in the cramped car. Jack couldn't take it anymore, he said in a low voice.
"Finish what you started." Without even answering, Amber sat up slightly and started to unbutton her shirt. all the way until he reached her belly button, but she kept the last two buttons on. This gave her a sexy look with her shirt half on, half off. Then she rotated and got on both knees. She slid her work pants to her mid-thigh, and leaned over on Jack's lap. Jack loved how naughty she looked at the moment. Her clothes were half on, but her sexy body was still on full display. Her naughty lingerie just intensified her risque look. She flicked her tongue back onto his cock, and lathered it up completely with her saliva once again. Jack glanced at her body and saw her world-class ass high in the air. He slid one hand down her body and caressed her soft, smooth ass as she continued to lick his cock. Amber stared intently at it, knowing this massive weapon would be plunging deep inside her pussy. She was concentrating on it for a few minutes before Jack's words finally broke her trance. "You always give a show for your husband. How about you give me one?" Amber was currently sucking the tip of Jack's cock like a lollipop. She slid her lips off it slowly, making that loud pop sound when she released it once again. Amber raised her eyebrows as she looked up at Jack. Her hand never stopped stroking his wet cock as it made a slick sound as she kept a slow rhythm. "What kind of show?" Amber said curiously. "It's just me and you. No camera. Again. I want you to let go of your inhibitions. Please me with your words even if they're not all true. I want to hear you humiliate your dumbass husband as you worship my dick. Again, it's just us. It'll be our little secret, but knowing your husband, he'll probably enjoy hearing you tell him about it." Amber thought about his words. It wasn't a completely out-of-the-world request. She's done something similar before. As Amber thought about it, she went back to his cock and began to lick it slowly all over while looking up at him. Jack thought she was ignoring him and was about to try again, when he noticed a twinkle in her eye as she licked and sucked his cock. "You like sucking my cock, baby? So much? I bet your husband has never gotten this treatment from you." "No pee, I only do this for my daddy." Amber gave him a long sensual lick down the base of his cock until she reached his hairy ball sack. She popped one into her mouth before switching to the other. After playing with his balls for a few moments, she licked back up the base of his cock. "I love tasting myself on your big cock. I wish my husband could see how much of a slut you're making me. That dumbass could never please you like I could. That's why he sent you to me that night. He knew you needed a really big cock to play with. Yes, he's such a dumbass. That fucking idiot couldn't never fuck me like you can. Yeah. Fucking slut loves my big cock, huh?" Jack said as he slapped her ass cheek. "Yes, I love when you do that so much. Fuck my mouth, daddy. Treat me like your slut." Amber braced herself on his thighs with both hands as he grabbed her loose hair into a ponytail and fucked her mouth once again. She was helpless in his grasp, and the only thing she could do at the moment was control her breathing as she slobbered and spit all over his cock. Amber was making a mess in his backseat, and Jack could care less. Jack used her for what felt like forever to Amber, but was actually just a few minutes. He pulled her off his cock and made her look up at him. This professional and proper woman looked nothing but like a true slut at the moment. Her face was flush red and she had saliva running down her lips and chin as it continued to drip down onto his cock. All Jack saw in her eyes at the moment was fiery passion. Even if he didn't want to, there was no way Amber was leaving without fucking his cock now. "You ready?" Amber nodded her head faintly, still trying to catch her breath from that intense face fucking.
"Say it. I want to fuck your big cock," Amber whispered.
"That's it. I know you want more than that." Amber had enough of his constant badgering and teasing. She sat up and removed the rest of her pants and threw them behind her to the front seat.
"I want your fucking cock. I want it so bad, daddy,"
Amber began as she climbed on top of Jack, just wearing her thong and see-through bra with her work shirt still on with only a few buttons remaining.
"I want you to fuck me so much better than my husband ever could. I want to tell him how our asshole neighbor came to my job and fucked me until I begged for it.
That's what you want, daddy? You want me to beg for it?" Amber was practically hyperventilating. She was breathing and talking so fast. Jack just nodded as she sat on top of him, moving her thong to the side of her jiggly ass cheek, holding it there, giving him a clear view of her pussy as it rubbed the underside of his cock.
"I'm gonna ride your cock so good, Jack. I'm gonna give you the best fuck of your life,"
Amber said sexily as she wrapped her arms around Jack's neck and looked down at him with her icy blue eyes.
"Do you want that? Tell me you want it. I want to hear you say it, that you're gonna fuck me better than my useless husband ever could."
Amber leaned into his ear and whispered. Jack turned his head and looked back into her perfect blue eyes.
"I knew you were going to give me a show, but I didn't expect anything like this."
Amber smiled at his compliment. Something she learned these last few months, that a woman's words could be just as hot as her actions. And she loved using that to her advantage.
"Your idiot husband is probably sitting at work while his wife is sitting on me about to ride my cock. Before I fuck her so good, she forgets all about her marriage to that dumbass. When you're back home laying with him, all you're gonna think about is my big dick splitting you apart. Does that so?"
The rest of Jack's words were broken off by Amber's soft lips. She didn't waste any time and lifted her body up, lining up his huge cock to her wet pussy lips and began to slowly slide down. Inch by inch penetrated inside her moist vaginal walls. All of Amber's nerves were extremely taut as she felt his abnormal cock stretched her apart once again. Amber was slowly learning that every time she fucked Jack, it was becoming better and better. Not only was her body becoming more accustomed to his size, but her mind was becoming more comfortable to her situation, in turn letting her body enjoy the sensations even further.
Yes. Jack, baby. You're so big.
Amber moaned as each inch slid into her. Finally, Amber completely had Jack inside her, filling her up to the brim.
Feeling the satisfaction of having him inside her once again made her stomach have butterflies. She closed her eyes and enjoyed those sensations. Jack smiled seeing her enjoy his cock so much. Unfortunately for her, he wasn't planning on making slow, loving sex to her. He would leave that to Bill. Jack gripped her hips tightly and stared up at her. Amber felt his movements on her tighten and slowly opened her eyes, seeing him looking up at her with his devilish eyes. She knew what he had planned.
Jack, wait!
However, her pleas went unanswered. Jack began to pick her up and slam her down.
Fuck, fuck, Jack!
Oh God! Amber bounced on top of her asshole neighbor. At the moment, Jack was picking her up and slamming her back down, but it didn't take long for Amber to start riding him herself. Jack settled his hands on her ass cheeks and let her do all the work.
That's it, slut. Ride that big cock. Your husband ever fuck you like this?
Amber shook her head side to side, indicating he hadn't.
Show me then. Show me how much you love my cock.
Amber didn't answer with words. She leaned forward more and really started to slam her ass down on his fat cock. Her pussy was gushing fluid so much you could literally hear how wet she was. Adding the sounds of her ass slapping his hips made the situation even more erotic. Her lips were right by his ears, so she started to whisper the naughtiest things she could muster at the moment.
You're so deep, daddy. My husband could never fuck me like you do, baby. Fuck, 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 your dick is so big. You like when I ride you like this? Fuck me, fuck me.
Every sentence stroking Jack's ego. He couldn't help but lean down further and began thrusting his cock deeper into her pussy, meeting her furious slams. Amber leaned forward and looked down to her asshole neighbor who had firmly taken the place of the bull in her life. It still amazed her how great he fucked her regardless of not finding him the least bit attractive. She somewhat still hated this man who didn't respect her as a woman. But that's what made the sex between them so hot and heavy. It was pure physical pleasure.
Spank me.
Amber moaned out between Jack's deep thrusts. Jack raised his eyebrow hearing her request. But he wasn't one not to oblige. He still had each ass cheek in his hands.
Slap. Slap.
He gave each cheek a forceful spank.
I'm gonna make sure I mark your ass to remind you later who owns this perfect ass.
Jack grunted, as he continued to thrust into her wet pussy, which at the moment was literally drenching his cock.
Yes, oh God. Spank me, daddy. You own this ass, it's just for you.
Slap. Slap. He gave each cheek another spank, before surprising Amber with his next move. Jack slid his hands around her ass cheeks, before slipping his index finger to her asshole. Amber's eyes went wide as she looked down at him, smiling up at her. She slowed down her riding until she had completely stopped. Jack's cock was still completely inside of her as she sat on top of him.
I own your ass, right?
Jack questioned. Amber nodded shyly, knowing what he had planned. Amber wiggled her hips side to side, jiggling her ass on him. She then shifted her position and set each of her feet next to Jack so she was flat-footed next to his thighs. This spread her ass cheeks even further, accommodating his finger which could now slide into her ass easier. Amber locked her hands behind Jack's neck as she slowly started to bounce on his cock once again. Jack smiled seeing her change position slightly so he could slide his finger into her easier. As his index finger found her asshole, he used the lubrication of their juices to rub around her asshole, making it easier for it to slide in. His finger played at the edges of her asshole until he slipped in slowly. Amber and Jack never broke eye contact during this. Amber just continued to ride his cock, moaning lightly, feeling the sensations flood her body combined with the foreign feeling of his finger penetrating her asshole.
Jack, 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 oh you, fuck. You're fingering my ass again, daddy. You're stretching me so much.
Amber was delirious feeling the double penetration. Jack's finger was already thick, on top of his massive cock stretching her pussy. Amber felt her body completely succumbing to the pleasure.
I'm gonna come, oh, God. I'm coming for you, daddy.
Yes.
Amber's body was rocked with a huge orgasm. Her body shook on top of him as her pussy and ass started to contract on his finger and cock.
God damn, I love seeing you come. You start to grip me so fucking tight.
Jack said through grit teeth. If someone was sitting in the front seat and looked back, they would see Amber's cum flowing down the base of Jack's cock as it drove in and out of her gushing pussy. Amber closed her eyes and leaned down, resting her forehead against Jack's.
Did you come good for me, baby?
Jack asked with quick breaths. Amber couldn't even answer and just nodded with her forehead still against him.
I'm getting close. Do you want me to come good for you too?
Jack grunted out, trying to maintain rhythm now that Amber was not moving as she recovered from her orgasm. His finger was still sliding in and out of her asshole, making her pussy feel tighter than usual. Which said a lot, because Amber was already normally tight, that it was a heavenly feeling. Now it defied common sense. Amber's eyes slowly cracked open and locked eyes with Jack. Her ocean blue versus abyss brown. Amber started to ride him once again. The sounds of their flesh slapping together immediately rang out.
Daddy wants to come for me, huh?
Amber said quietly. Her mind was still recovering from that intense orgasm, but her body was already building up to another one. Her body was putty in Jack's hands. Jack nodded back without answering. A sheen of sweat formed on his forehead. Their eyes were just inches apart, making the scene that much more erotic.
You like forcing my husband to wear condoms so you can fuck me raw? It's so wrong. It's so naughty.
Fuck.
I can't believe you made me do such a thing.
She whispered to him.
Because this pussy is mine exclusively, for now. I'm the only one who should be allowed to fuck you raw, to come deep inside your pussy.
Jack roared out, not caring if anyone heard him outside the car. Amber's body shivered as she rode him, hearing his taboo words. It was so wrong, but the only thing her body answered with was slamming her ass even harder against him. Finally, Amber was able to muster a few words.
Jack, Jack, baby, please wait. Oh God, please, you can't come in me again, it's so wrong. We can't do that again.
Jack ignored her and responded by using his free hand to continuously spank Amber's ass.
Slap. 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 Fuck. Daddy. You're fucking me so hard.
Amber was slamming her ass down with as much force she could muster.
That's it. Ride that cock just like that. Work for that cum, work for it, slut.
Jack was meeting her thrusts with a savage pace. The car began to rock as their fucking reached a crescendo. Jack knew if anybody were to walk near the car at this moment, they would hear a woman completely succumbing to a thick cock. It was at that exact moment, his thought came true. They heard another pair of footsteps get closer to the car. This time it was only one pair, but it suddenly put a screeching halt at their intense fucking. It was as if Amber found an oasis in the desert. Her body was practically about to break under the intense fucking, and suddenly stopping made her body collapse on top of Jack's. Both their bodies were on the verge of an earth-shattering orgasm. Amber couldn't stop it before in the office, but now she was finally able to catch her breath and think clearly, even if it was for a moment. Jack's cock was still as hard as possible deep in her, and he caressed her body, waiting for the stranger to get in the car by them and leave so they could continue. Amber wiggled a bit to sit up straight and looked down at Jack as she sat on top of him with his cock still throbbing in her.
Jack, you can't come in me!
Amber whispered out of breath, hoping the stranger getting in their car didn't hear their intense fucking a moment ago as they walked past.
Are you sure? Looked like you really liked it last time?
Jack smiled as he flexed his cock inside her pussy. Amber moaned and leaned more against him, feeling him stretch her pussy. Her face was now inches away from his.
We can't. Only my husband is allowed to do that. It's so wrong that I already let you do it once. Well, you're in charge? Just climb off whenever you want.
Amber glared at him furiously. Both their bodies were on edge, and even now she was still rocking gently up and down on him.
Oh yeah?
Amber challenged. Jack smirked at her and thrust it hard up into her. Amber gasped and her head fell against his shoulder.
Just tell me to stop whenever you want.
Jack held her in place, began thrusting into her as deep as he could go.
Jack! Oh God. Wait. Wait, there's someone still outside.
Amber moaned into his ear. Jack didn't care. He slammed into her, and eventually Amber began meeting his thrusts. Seeing her match his thrusts, he let go of her and began spanking her ass every so often.
Fuck, fuck. You're gonna make me come. Oh fuck, baby. You're fucking me so hard.
Amber couldn't believe herself. She was currently bouncing on her neighbor's big dick as some stranger was walking around right by their car. What if they heard us, was constantly running in her mind. But that exact thought made her body hotter and hotter. Jack was delirious with lust himself. Amber's pussy was as wet as he could ever remember, and he was going to make sure he filled it up.
I'm gonna come. Are you gonna take it all from me? You want my cum, you slut? You gonna let me fill you up while your husband has to come inside condoms? Huh? Jack. Oh daddy. Come for me. Fuck baby, I'm coming for you.
Amber couldn't and didn't want to stop it. She was lost in the pleasure, and she loved it. Finally, it didn't take long for them to reach their limit.
Come for me, Jack. Come for me, I want it. I want it deep inside me. Show me and my husband who owns my pussy. Oh fuck, Jack. Yes, daddy.
Amber was coming once again. She couldn't believe how quickly she built another orgasm. Jack slid his finger out her asshole again now and was holding her ass cheek with that hand and used the other to reach around and grab Amber by the chin. He locked lips with her and kissed her sloppily. His orgasm was building up for a while now, and hearing her words and her orgasm once again finally pushed him over the edge. He wrapped both arms around her and squeezed her in his grasp and shot deep inside of her once again. That familiar twitch exploded inside of Amber, shaking her body to the core. Amber felt him shooting load after load into her.
Jack, oh fuck.
Amber's voice rang out during their passionate kiss. Their sloppy kiss broke as he continued to come in her. Amber sunk her pussy all the way down to the base of his cock and wiggled her hips on him, as if she was trying to coax all the cum out his cock. Which she did. Every wiggle she felt another twitch, albeit smaller than the original few. Amber was completely leaning on him now with her knees back down next to his thighs. She kissed the side of his neck as his cum traveled from inside her down his cock and balls. Jack's eyes were the ones that were closed now as he enjoyed the euphoric feeling of coming inside his neighbor's wife. Amber watched him sitting there in bliss and got butterflies, realizing how good they just both made each other feel. All her harsh words about her husband now came back rushing to her. She couldn't believe she was so naughty once again. It was as if she had no control once Jack got her in the mood. That excited her and scared her at the same time. Jack opened his eyes now and saw Amber looking down at him. They both felt their cum inside of her and sliding down his cock. At the same time, they both leaned forward and kissed lightly. Amber started to ride Jack's still hard cock that was slowly deflating. The feeling of his cum and her own covering his cock made it feel more slick and sensual than any time before. The sounds of her pussy gushing and slipping on it rang in their ears as they kissed passionately. This continued longer than it should, before Amber sat up and removed herself finally of his now semi-hard cock. She climbed over him and plopped herself down on the seat next to her lover.
That was fun,
Amber said embarrassingly. She knew she just acted like a slut once again. Jack smiled, seeing her still embarrassed. He loved the fact that she constantly lost control when his cock was involved. He had to thank Bill once again for that development. Jack marveled how lucky the situation he was put in. He just had to thank his luck for having an abnormal cock that was able to tame and corrupt such a sexy wife.
I need to get back to work, Amber said as climbed off of him and she sat sexily next to Jack.
Yeah, but before you go. You think you can clean me up? Jack said, glancing down to his completely soaked cock. It was covered with both of their cum as it laid against his hairy thigh. Amber rolled her eyes, but to Jack's surprise, she didn't argue. She just positioned herself to be more comfortable and leaned down to swallow his cum, covered cock. Jack smiled seeing her clean his dick. He closed his eyes and just enjoyed the slurping and sucking sound this married, sophisticated woman made. Amber woke up on a Sunday morning, stretching her lithe body like she was a cat. She looked over to the side of her to see that Bill was already gone. It was already the day of their barbecue, so he must have gone out to buy a few things that they needed for the day. As Amber lay there, she realized it was now a little less than 3 weeks until their anniversary. Thinking about all the stuff she had recorded in a hidden folder on her phone gave her skin goosebumps and made her heart quicken. The most recent one from a little over a week ago actually had her fucking Jack in her office. Then once again in her car in the parking lot, which she didn't even record due to accidentally forgetting her phone in her office. What made her even feel more naughty was that Stacy had actually caught her and Jack in her office. The moment she and Jack had come together was all viewed by her best friend. When Amber had gotten back from her lunch with Jack, she was taken back when she walked into her office. She knew her and Jack had left a mess and everything was thrown around. But seeing her office clean and proper like usual made Amber's heart flutter. Stacy must have come back after she had left and cleaned everything up for her. The image of her cleaning up her and Jack's come off the floor made her stomach drop. She couldn't feel more embarrassed at the moment. Amber found her later in the day and had a long discussion with her. First, Amber wanted to thank her for cleaning up her office as she finished off Jack in the car, and also to discuss what she had seen. Although Stacy knew about her and Bill's fantasy and what she had been up to, it was a totally different matter for her to have seen it in person. Amber thought Stacy would be disappointed with her or look at her differently, but it was nothing like that. All her questions revolved around how it felt, what made her actually go through with it. Also, how did she think Bill was going to react, and what did Jack do with her outside in the car? It didn't take long for Amber to realize that Stacy was very excited and curious about her whole ordeal. She constantly mentioned that she was so lucky to be married to a man like Bill, who let her do these things and experience something so naughty. Amber was relieved that this episode didn't hinder her and Stacy's relationship in any way. However, Amber was worried that when Bill sees Stacy at the barbecue that she might act differently, which would make Bill suspicious. Amber made a mental note to make sure to give Stacy another talk just in case. As these thoughts ran through Amber's head, she started to hear noises from the kitchen. Bill must be home, Amber thought. She finally got out of bed and threw on a tank top with no bra under, and went downstairs just in her underwear. When she finally made it to the kitchen, she was shocked at what she saw. Jack was walking in her kitchen setting down grocery bags.
Hi neighbor, you're looking good.
Jack laughed. Amber thought she was dreaming and stood there stupefied.
Jack! What are your dash?
Her words cut off as she saw Bill walking through the door connecting to the garage.
That's the last of it. Thanks for the help.
Bill said, walking in until he noticed Amber standing in the entrance of the kitchen half naked. He gulped seeing how sexy she looked and how their neighbor was getting an eyeful.
Oh honey, sorry. I just caught Jack outside and told him about the barbecue we're having later.
Jack laughed.
I saw he had some groceries, so since you guys are feeding me later I thought I'd help out. Think of it like a little gift for letting me borrow your drill.
Jack winked at Amber as he said a gift which wasn't seen by Bill. Amber was half shocked and half excited. Since when was Jack a helpful neighbor?
Never.
Jack definitely wanted to hopefully catch her with Bill and make her feel uncomfortable or nervous. The same man who fucked her senseless multiple times. As recent as the other week even. Was now actually bringing in groceries with her husband. It was so wrong, so naughty. Amber couldn't believe herself that she was actually getting excited seeing this scene. She needed to get out of this situation.
Oh, it's okay. It's good seeing you again, Jack. Sorry I'm not dressed, I'll see you at the party later.
Amber quickly said before turning around and rushing to go back upstairs to their room. However, what made her almost stumble on the stairs and Bill's stomach to drop in the kitchen was Jack's response.
It's okay, I've seen you in less.
Amber was in the shower when she heard the bathroom door open and close. She cracked the glass door and saw Bill standing there with a guilty expression.
Thanks for the warning,
Amber said, still extremely embarrassed, closing the door and continuing her shower.
Babe, I swear I did not expect you to be awake yet. When I pulled into the driveway, he walked over to hand me the drill I let him borrow. I didn't expect him to follow me into the garage and offer to help take the stuff down. I think he was just hoping to run into you. I still can't stand the guy there, but I knew he might be offended if I turned him away and that we didn't at least invite him to the barbecue.
I'm trying to avoid making our relationship even worse with him, especially after. Bill said, his voice trailing off.
Amber knew it wasn't her husband's fault. She was just extremely embarrassed to have them all so close to each other, especially with everything that's happened. She knew that everything was eventually going to be out in the open, but for Bill and him to interact already made her senses on edge. Hearing about the drill, and how Jack originally asked for it made her knees feel weak. She was sucking her neighbor when he had asked to borrow it all unbeknownst to her husband, for now.
Honey, I know it's not your fault.
I just didn't wake up this morning expecting for our neighbor to see me half naked. Amber said over the water splashing on her tan skin. Amber was surprised to suddenly hear the shower door open and a naked Bill to join her. Bill's eyes drunk up seeing his sexy wife dripping with water. Her wet hair and tan skin made her look even more intoxicating. The lights that reached the shower were always dimmed, which made her icy blue eyes pierce through the distance between them. He walked up to her and hugged her from the back. I can't believe he saw you like that either. I would be lying if I didn't say it made me extremely jealous and excited that he did. Your mind is always in the gutter, Bill. Amber whispered as she enjoyed her husband's soft touch. I can't believe what he said when you walked away there. Bill said with lust in his voice. Amber turned around and wrapped her arms around his neck and looked up at him. She felt his erection growing quickly. Amber glanced down, seeing it pushing against her, then back up at the love of her life. Amber noticed the passion and desire in his eyes. She finally realized that little episode with Jack really drove him wild. Oh? You liked letting that asshole see my body however he liked? What if he followed me upstairs and left you down there in the kitchen? Would you have liked that, baby? You wanna see that asshole fuck me with his big, thick cock, again? Amber, fuck. I need you. I'm going to go crazy if I don't. Do you have a condom? Please, I won't finish inside. I just need to feel you. Bill asked desperately. Amber was enjoying hearing him so crazy for her. I'm sorry, baby, we need to get ready for the day. How about I help you relieve yourself? I don't want you hard as rock all day. She smiled mischievously. Amber dropped down to her knees in front of Bill and took his hard cock in both of her hands and looked up at him. She raised the tip up to her face and gave it a slow, sensual kiss while looking up at Bill. Bill just wanted to grab her and force his cock deep in her mouth. To watch her slide her lips and tongue all over his cock while moaning, the same way he watched her do so many times to the guy who was just next door. Unfortunately for Bill, Amber only kissed the tip of his cock a few times, then just stared up at him while stroking his cock with both of her soft hands. Baby, do you think you can? Bill asked with a strain to his voice. Amber could tell how bad he wanted her to suck his cock. She underestimated how much seeing Jack around her would drive Bill crazy. Even though she technically sucked Bill's cock before, she didn't actually count that. She was getting fucked by Jack when she did, so it didn't have any intimacy. Amber wanted her real first time to be more intimate, not in the shower before they had friends over for a barbecue. Amber knew, however, to get Bill excited enough to come and probably like it just as much. She stuck her tongue out and rubbed it on the sides and base of his cock. You want me to suck your dick, baby? Did seeing Jack remind you how naughty I could be with a big cock? Bill couldn't even answer, he just nodded back down at his wife who was stroking and licking his cock. Well, too bad, honey. I told you that my lips are saved for those assholes. Like Jack. Maybe even David too. Oh, you. I can't wait to meet him later today. You think he will like me? I have to make sure I look really sexy for him. I want you to watch me flirt with your coworker you hate so much. Hearing his wife's words was already almost too much. His dick twitched and strained against his wife's hands. At the moment, they felt like the softest thing in the world. Water from the shower rained down on them as the sexual tension thickened between them. You like hearing that, honey? God, I wonder what Jack thought seeing me. I bet he's playing with that big cock right now. Remembering all the things he made me do with it was just so wrong and naughty. Amber's body started to even heat up hearing her words. All the events that happened after the Super Bowl ran through her mind. Going to Jack's house. The waterfall. The park bathroom. Even her office at work and Jack's car after. Fuck, Amber. I'm already getting so close. Amber started to stroke his cock even faster now. Yes, baby. Come on, come for me. I'm gonna dress so sexy for you today. I want to make sure I look good for David. Hopefully he'll like what he sees. I wonder what Jack will think after seeing you flirt with David. Bill said in quick breaths. Amber's eyes brightened up at the thought. What would he think? She doubted he had the same fantasy as Bill. Thinking that, a fun plan started to form in Amber's mind. I'd better give a good show to both my men then, huh? Amber said sweetly. After Jack got to see her half naked earlier and with her constantly bringing him up, and with her finally meeting David proved too much. Fuck, you're such a fucking slut. But you're my fucking slut. I love you so much. God damn, I'm a coming baby. Fuck. To Bill's disappointment, Amber aimed his cock to the shower floor and squeezed his whole load out. Amber glanced up, seeing the disappointment in his eyes. She realized he probably wanted to come on her or something naughty. Sorry, honey, I just finished cleaning myself. Amber smiled. She stood up and kissed Bill on the cheek and stepped out of the shower dripping wet. Bill stood there breathing heavily, watching his perfect wife walk away. He glanced down and watched his load slowly wash down the shower drain. Today was going to be one hell of a day, he thought. Bill was on the grill cooking up some burgers and hot dogs. He was wearing sunglasses on his head with no shirt on and bright blue swim shorts and black slides. People were slowly filling up the backyard as the barbecue got underway. Amber and Bill had invited a lot of their coworkers and a few of their friends over for the party. They didn't want to make it a huge thing, so most people coming consisted mostly from work, with a few close friends scattered about. Amber and Bill's yearly summer barbecue was usually a hit. It was always around the start of summer, and everyone looked forward to it every year. Not only because Bill and Amber had a beautiful backyard and Bill himself was a master on the grill, practically grilling the whole day for everyone, but the men especially looked forward to it for one reason. Amber stepped out the house, sliding the back door closed behind her. Usually for these barbecues, Amber would have usually dressed moderately but still sexy, which is why most men looked forward to this yearly barbecue. But this year Amber looked like a new woman. She was wearing a white sunflower bikini top and ripped up jean shorts that gripped her ass beautifully. Her hair was in a high ponytail wrapped in a yellow scrunchie that matched the sunflowers on her bikini and her luscious blonde hair. She was also wearing white sunglasses that covered her beautiful blue eyes and matched her white flip-flops. Her and Bill looked like the perfect couple when they stood next to each other. The men couldn't help but check out Amber and the women couldn't help but check out Bill. Both of their bodies were sculpted from hours at the gym. Amber looked especially beautiful because she had never dressed so risque in front of so many people they knew. She radiated confidence and sexual appeal, not shy from some men's wondering eyes, some who were even married with their wives not far away. The women wished they could hate Amber, but not only did they not hate her, they even admired her. Some made commitments to join the gym the very next day so they could feel as confident and sexy as Amber did right now. In the far corner, a pair of beady eyes ran over Amber's sexy body. He smiled to himself seeing all the men get agitated seeing her look so beautiful and sexy. Jack made a mental reminder to make sure he made Amber wear that exact outfit next time he plunged his thick cock inside of her. He continued to nurse his drink, unknown to the men around him that this unattractive neighbor of Bill and Amber's had already conquered the body they would have fantasies all night over. Amber made her way towards Bill, with a tray full of other meat he was going to cook throughout the day. Bill smiled as she made her way to him. Amber kissed him on the cheek as she set the tray down on the table next to the grill. "No matter how many times I see you, I can't help but realize how lucky I am to be married to you." Amber's heart fluttered hearing her husband's passionate words. "You better stop or we're going to have to send everyone home early," Amber teased. Bill looked around and saw everyone mingling and having a good time. He saw Jack not far away doing his own thing. Bill whispered, "Well, Jack is here." Amber smiled hearing that, but didn't respond to that comment. She noticed Jack when she stepped out but tried to pay him no attention. Today was about her and her husband. She suddenly remembered. "So is David here? I see some of the guys from your work, but I don't recognize all of them." She already made a commitment to tease Bill with David today if he were to show up. Bill gulped, realizing today was the day David and Amber would meet. "Hopefully he doesn't show up. A lot of the guys really don't like him. He almost cost us a project last week and the whole department would have had to pay the price. Some people could have even got laid off," Bill said truthfully. As much as his fantasy with David and Amber drove him wild, that was just a fantasy. David really almost cost some people their job, some of whom have worked with him before the merger. He wasn't sure how he could have faced them if something like that were to happen. Amber was in shock hearing David almost got some people fired. "Isn't there something you or anyone could do? How does he just get away with this?" Bill shrugged. "That's just the way in corporate America. It's not about what you know, it's about who you know. If he really did cost us a project, I could probably get him removed, but some people who've been with me for a long time will also get caught up in the process. It's just not worth it. I will eventually handle it." Amber's felt nothing but sadness in her heart for her husband. He wasn't worried about himself but the guys in his department. He was such a great, caring man. One of these reasons she loved him. She knew that he had a fantasy about her and David, but this was different. He was actually affecting her husband's day-to-day life at work. She truly now wanted to meet up to see what his deal was. He was obviously making Bill's life a headache on purpose. Almost on cue, the side gate opened and in walked a cocky David. The first impression Amber got of him was that he was an overall fuckboy and full of himself. He was obviously in his younger to mid-20s. He had his hair slicked back, wearing thin gold frames that were most likely for design rather than prescription. He had less muscle mass than even Amber. And Amber was in no way muscular. She was the definition of tone and fit, while David was the definition of skinny and lanky. He was wearing blue swim shorts the same as Bill, surprisingly, with a white tank top. He didn't look the least bit attractive to Amber. Subconsciously, she compared David, Jack, and Bill. David was skinny and lanky. Jack was big and burly. Bill was tall and fit. All completely opposite of each other. Because of Bill constantly putting the image of them together, Amber wondered how it would look with her and David together. And she just couldn't see it. Jack had at least been bigger than her and dominated her with his cock. But seeing how small David's body was, she doubted he was packing anything substantial. He walked in and had a shit-eating grin on his face as if the party was just for him. Amber realized a lot of the men who worked with David and Bill rolled their eyes and had ugly expressions seeing him walk in. David walked up to Bill and Amber. He reached out and shook Bill's hand.
"What's up, boss? I'm guessing this.
Hey, David. This is my wife, Amber." Amber reached her hand out for a handshake.
"Hi, David. I've heard so much about you."
David's eyebrows raised. He reached out and grabbed her hand and leaned down and kissed the back of her hand.
"And I've heard much about you. I hope you didn't hear too many bad things about me."
Bill couldn't believe he just witnessed a man who he couldn't stand kissing his wife's hand. He was glad he was behind the grill, or everyone would notice he was sporting an erection. However, one person did notice. Amber retracted her hand after feeling his grimy lips kiss it.
"Nothing bad at all. I just heard what an amazing worker you were."
David smiled to himself hearing that. He knew his boss must have complained to his wife how he wasn't pulling his weight at work, causing blunder after blunder. However, David could care less. His eyes were glued onto his boss's sexy wife. The pictures Bill showed him not too long ago were like heaven and earth compared to the real thing. His eyes constantly roamed her up and down.
Amber saw David's eyes roaming her body, so she hooked her arm around Bill's, showing their intimacy. That's when the side of her eye caught Bill's erection through her shorts. She smiled to herself, realizing that small moment of her meeting David had excited her husband so much. Amber thought, why not have fun and tease her husband some more with it?
Hey David, why don't we go inside and I'll make you a drink? You can tell me more about yourself.
David's eyes went wide. Was she flirting with him? In front of her husband? He wasted no time waiting for his boss's reaction and nodded quickly.
Sounds good to me. Lead the way.
Amber kissed her husband's cheek, whispering in his ear.
Tell me if I go too far, okay?
Then walked away, leading David into the house. David didn't even glance at his boss and followed Amber. His eyes glued to her ass as it jiggled with each step. Bill was speechless seeing this interaction. He wanted to stop his wife from flirting with this low life, but the words couldn't even come out. He watched them all the way until they disappeared into the house, his ears banging like a drum as he listened to his heartbeat. There was another person who watched this interaction. Jack realized this must have been the David guy Amber had mentioned before their waterfall hike. He was extremely jealous seeing them walk away with each other. His fists were gripped until his knuckles turned white. That should have been him, not this David loser. He didn't get jealous like Bill. Jack's jealousy was more a raging anger rather than Bill's raging lust. He was about to follow them into the house to see what they were up to until a new person walked in through the side gate. Stacy. Jack smiled seeing this sexy brunette walk in. She was also wearing a bikini, jean shorts, and a see-through beach cover-up. Slightly more tame than Amber, but still didn't hide her rocking body and perfect breasts. He saw Stacy walk towards Bill and give him a hug while kissing him on his cheek. Jack realized that she was really close with Amber at that moment. Seeing that Stacy was comfortable kissing her husband's best friend on the cheek. Stacy walked in and said hi to a few coworkers that were there before her eyes met with Jack's. He saw her body tense up and thought to himself, if Amber wanted to be a tease, then two could play at that game. Jack smiled at her and slowly made his way over. Back inside the house, Amber had just finished making David a drink. She handed it over with a smile on her face, and David grabbed it, making sure he made contact with her soft hands.
Let me know if it's too strong.
Amber laughed.
I might not look like it, but I can handle my liquor. You on the other hand? I don't know if you could handle one of my strong drinks.
David said with a sleazy smile. Amber laughed to herself, hearing his sorry attempt to flirt.
Don't you worry. I only like my drink strong.
Amber said sweetly. She wanted to make sure David left with blue balls tonight, and that Bill watched them flirt all night.
Haha, I bet. So I saw you guys have some bags and stuff. Are you guys planning on holding some sort of tournament? Actually, every year we play some games. Everyone finds a partner and plays a few different games. The winners get gift cards and a bottle of wine that me and Bill had picked out.
What kind of games?
Usually it's the three of them.
Bags.
Beer pong.
And chicken fights.
They might sound childish, but they keep us feeling young.
Amber laughed. David's mind immediately went to the thought of having this sexy woman dripping wet on top of his shoulders.
Really?
David became interested.
How do you guys decide partners?
Well, usually it's couples and then the rest randomly fill out. Some people play, some don't.
A lot of people actually just enjoy watching the entertainment.
David's hopes sank hearing that.
So you and Bill are partners?
Actually, Bill is usually grilling and is busy with stuff, so he enjoys just watching.
Most of the time it's me and my best friend, but maybe this year I can make an exception.
Amber smiled with her sexy blue eyes looking right at him. She wondered what Bill's reaction would be when David would be her partner for the night. One of the games consisted of having a chicken fight. It might sound childish, but they do it every year as a tradition, and every year it's a blast. It's the final and most popular game. A bunch of adults wrestling in the water, especially after having drinks. One could understand why it's entertaining to watch and be a part of. She couldn't see herself winning that with David. Usually Amber is highly competitive, but she decided to push that side of her to the back. Amber knew Bill seeing her climb on top of his coworker would give him a fantasy to think about for a long time. David's eyes brightened up hearing her. It seemed like she wasn't totally opposed to being his partner. Was she into him, or was she just naturally a flirt? He vowed to himself that he would do whatever it takes to hook up with this woman. Boss's wife or not. She was just too sexy not to give everything he got.
So you think you can be my partner? You know, since I'm the newbie here, I need someone experienced.
That's fine with me.
I'm really experienced. Hopefully my husband doesn't get too jealous.
You're my first partner, that's a guy. But I don't mind teasing Bill a bit.
That sounds perfect to me. Hopefully your husband doesn't work me too hard this week because of it.
David laughed happily. He was beyond ecstatic that she would be his partner. Amber sneered in her heart hearing him.
Work you too hard?
It would be nice if you worked at all. He was lucky she was using him to tease her husband. Truthfully, she couldn't stand him one bit.
Let's go. Mostly everyone is here. It's about time to start the games anyways.
Amber walked out the house with a greedy eye, David constantly looking up and down her body. She felt his eyes on her body but paid it no mind. Bill Hart raced seeing his asshole coworker and his wife so close to each other as they stepped out the house. His eyes couldn't leave them as he watched them from afar. He tried to focus on the grill to no avail. Bill and her locked eyes when she stepped out. She blew him a sly kiss and looked around the backyard. What made her stomach sink was she saw Stacy nervously conversing with Jack.
David, I'll be right back.
Amber said quickly, walking over to them. David watched her walk away and licked his lips seeing her sexy body walk away. It wasn't until she reached halfway that he noticed Stacy. He was stumped seeing an equally hot woman as Amber here. They were like two gems that stood out from the crowd. What annoyed him was that the scene was tainted by an overweight, burly man standing right next to the beautiful brunette. Bill's heart felt like it was about to leap out of his chest seeing this. There were too many worlds colliding at the moment. He couldn't keep up. Amber, Stacy, Jack, David. Bill's mind couldn't even keep up with the repercussions if something were to go wrong. Amber finally made her way to Stacy and Jack.
Hey there, I was just talking to your friend here hoping that we didn't scare her too much the other week.
Jack said with a big grin.
Jack! Be quiet before anyone hears you. Stacy, can me and you talk. Privately.
Amber said, shooting Jack an annoyed glance.
Hey. Hey. No reason to give me that sexy look.
Jack laughed and walked away.
Sorry about that. I hope he didn't bother you.
Amber said with an embarrassed expression.
No. It's okay. He was just asking me some questions. Just forget it. I can handle guys like him. I'm not that broken little girl anymore.
Amber smiled, hearing her sound so confident. Something that was unrealistic a few years ago.
Okay, I trust you. I just hope it's not weird for you. I don't want Bill to get suspicious.
Amber said, voicing her worries.
You can trust me, Amber. I already talked to Bill when I got here and everything was fine.
Amber breathed a sigh of relief hearing that.
So are we going to kick ass this year? I want to win at least one of the games.
Stacy said excitedly.
Actually, I don't think we can partner this year. Oh? Is Bill playing this year?
Stacy questioned. In her mind, that was the only plausible reason she couldn't partner up with her.
No. I'm going to partner with one of his co-workers this year. He's over there in the gold glasses.
Amber pointed him out discreetly. Stacy looked over and saw a skinny man with slicked back hair talking with a few guys from Bill's work she recognized.
Him?
Oh. Stacy realized something.
Is this for Bill's, you know, fantasy?
She said in a low voice. Amber smiled shyly and nodded her head.
I'm just teasing and flirting with him to drive Bill wild. It's not like the situation with Jack or anything. I guess Bill doesn't like him too much, and the thought of us flirting is enough to drive him crazy. You don't have to explain anything to me. It sounds so exciting and naughty. If you need me to cover for you or anything, I have your back 100%.
Stacy giggled. Amber slapped her arm playfully.
I told you it's not like that.
She realized her friend was now intentionally teasing her also. Maybe Stacy was too interested in her and Bill's fantasy.
Help me gather everyone up for the games. I'm going to talk to Bill about my little plan.
Amber walked over to Bill, who was trying to pretend he was concentrating on grilling.
Hey.
Amber said in a sweet voice.
Hey to you. Everything all right?
Uh-huh.
I was just telling Stacy I can't be her partner for the games.
This surprised Bill. Her and Stacy were partners every year.
Why's that? I have a new partner this year.
Amber said, walking closer to him, giving him her sexiest little smile. Bill gulped, realizing what might have happened.
Are you saying you and...
Bill couldn't even find the words.
Yes, me and David.
Amber whispered into his ear and didn't even bother waiting for his reaction. She knew how much this would drive him wild. She walked away to where everyone was gathering. Bill felt his heart plummeting. He knew what the games consisted of. Just her and David hanging around each other was enough to set him off. But the chicken fight? Her legs would be wrapped around him. Dripping wet. All his co-workers would see it. What would they think if he allowed this? He knew he should stop this, but deep down he wanted to witness that scene more than anything. Bill's mind felt like he was spinning. He watched his wife slowly make her way to the crowd to where a smiling David was waiting for her. David and Amber were in the championship round for beer pong. Each team went down to the last cup. That's when their opponents, two of Bill's co-workers, sank each of their balls in the cup, sealing their win. A sound of laughs and claps rang out in the backyard.
No!
Amber's voice rang out.
Damn it, we were so close!
David said. In the bags tournament, they had lost in the second round. Neither of them were too good at the game, and even winning the first round relied on a lot of luck. However, to Amber's surprise, David was very good at beer pong and had practically single-handedly carried them to the championship round. Amber had no hope they were going to win the chicken fight due to David's small frame, so this was the best chance they had to win one of the games. But they had just come up short. She giggled internally the whole day as she could feel Bill constantly looking at her from across the yard. She made sure to accidentally rub on David's body and grab onto his arm when nobody noticed. What surprised her, however, was the look on all her husband's co-workers' eyes. Their eyes screamed jealousy, wishing they were David at the moment, wondering how that low life got Amber to be her partner. And why she was being so friendly to him. Amber felt bad that they would never know she was just using David, but all in all, David was the one reaping all the benefits. He was enjoying every body rub and grab for her like a little kid at the candy store. He couldn't wait to start the chicken fights to feel her body even more and maybe sneak in a couple gropes. He didn't have to wait long as everyone made their way into the pool. There were about 8 teams that were participating. There would be 3 rounds and the order would be completely random of who your team faced. 2 of Amber's co-workers who didn't bring a swimsuit were the judges and decided the order of who everyone faced. Amber smiled at Bill as she stripped off her jean shorts and let down her beautiful blonde hair. Her bottom that matched her white sunflower top showed plenty of her ass. Multiple guys couldn't help but glance over as she made her way to the pool, watching each ass cheek jiggle with each step. David was already in the pool gulping, seeing her make her way over. One most notably was Jack. He had sat there throughout the day and watched his sexy neighbor. He vowed multiple times he would fuck her harder than he ever had until she begged him to stop. He sat there in a furious mood. He's never felt this jealous in his life, and it was a foreign feeling to him, and he didn't know how to handle it.
Okay, everyone get together with your partners and decide who will be on bottom and who will be on top.
One of the judges' voices rang out. Some of the participants were teams of two guys or two girls, so they wanted to let them discuss which turns they wanted to take. As funny as it sounded, these playful games got very intense with these adults, so strategy was important. Amber made her way to where David was in the pool.
I'm guessing you're going to want to be on the bottom.
Amber giggled to David, making sure Bill was watching her from afar.
Do you even have to ask? I've been waiting for this exact game all day. Plus, you look like you enjoy being on top more.
David said with a smug grin.
Men.
Amber rolled her eyes.
I'm just hoping we'll get past the first round.
Amber giggled, teasing David, looking up and down his body, making it obvious she had no faith he would be a good partner in this sort of game.
Hey, no reason to be mean now. With enough effort, anything is possible.
David said, getting closer to Amber in the water. The water was up to their mid-chest, so no one could see David as his hands slowly wrapped around Amber's hips. Amber didn't want to create a scene and thought it would please Bill that she allowed such an action from David while no one noticed. She smiled at him.
That's sweet, but sometimes effort will only take you so far.
She brought her face closer to him and whispered.
Sometimes you need talent.
To everyone else, it seemed like they were just talking strategy like the rest of the teams, but only David and Amber knew what was going on under the water. During all this, one of Bill's longtime co-workers came up to Bill.
Hey Bill. How'd that douchebag get to be partners with your wife? I thought Stacy was always her partner.
Bill got embarrassed hearing this question.
Actually, it was my idea, Bill said with a laugh.
What?
Well, I thought maybe if Amber would be nicer to him and make him feel included in our group today, he might pull his weight around work.
Wow. You married one hell of a woman.
I can't believe she agreed to something like that.
Now it all makes sense. I'm sure this will answer a lot of the questions the guys had, Bill's coworker said as he slapped Bill on the shoulder.
What can I say? I'm one lucky guy.
Bill laughed it off again. Bill shook his head internally. So many emotions were running through his body. Knowing the real reason Amber was being so friendly with David. Back at the pool, David was in a great mood seeing that she allowed his hands to stay on her hips. But hearing her words annoyed him that she had no faith in him. He decided to push it a step further and slid his hands to her ass that he was admiring all day. He gripped each ass cheek sensually, which made Amber stand on her tiptoes in the water.
Well, what if I do? If we got past the first round, will you give me some sort of reward?
Amber noticed that David was getting a little more full of himself grabbing her ass with so many people around. Regardless if they couldn't see.
David. I'm married. She said plainly,
resting her hands on his wrists about to move his hands.
I'm not asking for anything crazy. Just a kiss on the cheek.
What do you say?
David said urgently. This stopped Amber's actions, letting him keep his hands on her ass cheeks. This would be a fun little story to tell Bill. Amber thought about his proposal and decided to take on his little gamble.
What's the worst thing?
She kisses his cheek and gets to tease Bill about it.
Just worry about getting us past the first round,
Amber said, agreeing to his gamble. David smiled seeing her agree. A kiss on the cheek? Did she really think that's all he wanted? The judges finally listed out the order for the first round and David's dumb luck came through for him. Him and Amber got matched up with the only two-girl team. Amber rolled her eyes seeing David's big grin. She should just lose this round on purpose, but her competitive side would never allow such a thing. David stood in front of her and held his breath as he went underwater. Amber climbed on top of his shoulder. David came out from under the water with Amber on his shoulders. He felt her perfect, smooth thighs wrapping around his shoulders. His hands grabbing her jiggly thighs, groping them more than he should. That's when David thought it might not be too bad to go out this way. Bill held his breath watching this scene from across the yard. He couldn't believe what he was witnessing. His beautiful wife was on the shoulders of a man he couldn't stand. He thought of the metaphor of that, and felt his stomach drop. His cock felt like it was going to explode at that moment. He wanted to go over there and rip her off David's shoulders and take her inside and fuck her until the sun came up. As his thoughts ran rampant, they were interrupted with a splash. Amber had tousled and fought with her coworker who was on the other team before finally emerging victorious. She smiled at Bill before falling backwards in the water. Bill actually smiled seeing his wife have so much fun. The woman she blossomed into after he told her about his fantasy was more than he ever could have anticipated. Soon the second round started, but David's luck had finally run out. They were against a team this time that only consisted of two men. The same two men who beat them in the beer pong championship. They bulldozed right through them, ending David and Amber's little run. Seeing it finally over, Bill was glad and sad. As much as he hated seeing Amber on top of David, it drove him so crazy with lust he couldn't even explain it. Bill realized even though he hadn't had too many beers watching Amber, he had to run inside to use the bathroom quickly. As he went inside, Amber and David had climbed out of the pool.
So? Can I get my reward?
David asked impatiently.
Not here. I'll give it to you when no one's looking.
Amber wasn't about to embarrass herself and Bill in front of all their coworkers and friends. So far it's been nothing but innocent flirting. But if she kissed him, even on the cheek in front of so many people, it would be a step too far and give people the wrong idea.
I have to use the bathroom anyways. Can you show me where it's at, and this way no one would be around?
Amber was soaked from the pool and all the towels were taken. She must have not brought enough out earlier. So she had to run inside anyway to get some more.
Okay. Fine.
Amber relented and escorted David inside. There were two people who noticed their movement. Stacy and Jack. Stacy lost in the first round and was hanging out in the kitchen. First Bill had walked in and gave her a smile before using the bathroom in the hallway. Then Amber and David followed not long after. She saw them going towards the bathroom in the hall.
Someone is in there.
Stacy shouted out. She wasn't sure why she didn't say Bill, but instead said someone.
You got another one upstairs? I really have to go. Those drinks went right through me.
Yeah, I'll show you.
Amber said, taking him upstairs. Stacy teased her by giving her a knowing smile as she saw this, but Amber rolled her eyes, indicating she thought the wrong thing. Even so, Stacy wanted to make sure she covered for Amber. As soon as they went upstairs, Bill stepped out of the bathroom. Stacy knew that if a Bill went outside, he would notice Amber and David gone. She wasn't sure if Amber was doing anything with David, but she wasn't taking any chances and came up with a quick plan.
Bill!
Stacy stopped him before he stepped outside. Bill stopped in his tracks.
Yeah? What's up?
Amber said you guys are running low on beer and if you could run to the store on the corner and get some. Bill had just a few drinks throughout the day and was more than good enough to drive down a few blocks.
Oh, all right. Tell her I'll be right back.
You help her hold down everything around her, okay? Bill laughed, turning walking towards the garage. Stacy blew a sigh of relief and took out her phone, letting Amber know what happened. Unfortunately, another crisis soon came. Jack was sitting by the pool agitated. Amber and David disappeared into the house and he was dying to know what was going on. Was she really hooking up with that pipsqueak?
Fuck. That slut.
Jack was going crazy with his assumptions. When did he ever become jealous like this? It's not like it's his wife. Finally, he couldn't take it and walked inside to see where they were and if something was going on. As Jack stepped into the house, he was met with Stacy finishing a text and putting away her phone.
Hey, have you seen Amber?
She went upstairs to use the bathroom. Jack nodded and began to go upstairs to find her. But before he could make a few steps, Stacy shouted.
Wait.
Huh? Jack looked at her confused.
I was wondering if, we could finish our conversation from earlier?
Stacy said, completely embarrassed. Remembering the naughty questions he was asking and telling her. Jack grew a huge smile hearing her words.
Well, of course we can. Let's just run next door to my place so no one interrupts us.
Jack said with a knowing smile. Amber set her phone down, after replying to Stacy. She had told her that she just owed David a kiss on the cheek and nothing more was going to happen. But they really did need more beer and it's fine she sent Bill to go get some. What she didn't know was how much effort Stacy was giving to make sure Jack didn't follow her up to her room also. Otherwise, David would even get suspicious. She knew David was going to try more than kiss on the cheek, but she would never give him the time of day. But she did want to record this little event for Bill and her to watch later. Maybe she would add it in with her anniversary present. So she set her phone down sideways behind a picture of her and Bill on the dresser with the camera peeking out and hit record. Amber sat back on her bed with her bedroom door open as she dried her hair with a towel. She heard the bathroom door in the hallway open and close as David made his way into her room, closing the door behind him when he entered.
So this is the boss's room, huh? I bet a lot of naughty stuff goes down in here.
Actually, there does. Amber smiled teasingly. She wondering what he would think if he knew that she got fucked for hours by her neighbor on the same bed she is currently sitting in.
Well, it's just us. Can I get my kiss now?
David said, looking right into her icy blue eyes. Amber tossed the towel down on the floor and stood up. She glanced at her phone that was recording and smiled internally. She crossed her arms and looked straight at him. They were about the same height.
Which cheek? Oh, come on. Can't you get into it a little more?
Get into it?
It's just a kiss on the cheek. Don't make it more than what it is.
Amber said, getting somewhat annoyed from this low life.
Come on. It's just going to be between us. You've been flirting with me all day. You let me grab your ass in the pool with your husband standing not far away. Would it kill you to act a little sexy?
David said mockingly. Not knowing he was being recorded and just let future Bill know how he groped his wife in front of him. This really set Amber off. Act sexy? She would make sure he regretted those words. Amber walked over to him barefoot, just wearing her white sunflower bikini. Due to it being still wet, it clung to her body as if it was her second skin. Her ass cheeks were on full display and David could notice it jiggle with each step from her closet mirror next to the bed. She walked right up to him and wrapped her arms around his neck. He immediately reached around and grabbed each of her ass cheeks.
You want me to be sexy for you?
Amber said in her sexiest tone of voice. David just nodded as he looked into her eyes.
You like grabbing my ass, huh? Right in the pool where anyone could have caught us. I wonder what my husband, your boss, would have thought if he saw you.
Fuck. David said in a low voice. He didn't think he had ever been more turned on in his life. This woman was the sexiest thing he's ever seen. Her ass felt like a never-ending ball of mushiness. He just wanted to sink his face into it. He just kept grabbing it over and over.
Oh, you really do like my ass. I wonder what Bill would say if he saw you right now.
She leaned into his ear and whispered.
Could you imagine me riding your cock with it? My husband's asshole coworker fucking me? His cock sliding in my tight pussy?
Amber continued to whisper. She bit his ear lobe gently and lightly kissed his cheek. Then she looked him in the eyes, smiling at him.
David's mouth was half open, about to lean in and lock lips with hers.
Too bad you'll never know, she finally said, then she let go of him and walked away towards the door.
David's face dropped. He couldn't believe what had just transpired.
That was it.
No, he couldn't accept that.
Wait,
David exclaimed.
Hmm? What? Was that too much for you to handle?
Amber giggled. She couldn't wait to tell Bill about this and show him the video that was still recording. Seeing David so desperate for more made her feel like it was revenge for how miserable he made her husband's work life.
You can't just leave me like this.
Amber laughed.
That's too bad. You got your reward and some, didn't you? You asked me to be sexy and I did. Now you have to go home with just that memory and suffer.
Amber said as she turned towards the door.
Fine, but if you leave now, it'll be your husband's job that suffers too.
Amber's feet stopped in her tracks. She turned back towards David.
Excuse me? You heard me.
David said without any expression. He was going for broke. At the moment, he couldn't care about anything less than hooking up with this woman some more. Amber stopped right by the door. She made sure it was locked and slowly made her way back to David with a furious expression until she went right in front of him.
Are you threatening me?
She said, looking right into his eyes. Amber was no pushover. She was a smart, successful woman and wasn't some bimbo to be taken advantage of, which David was quickly learning.
If that's what you want to call it. I'm sure you know about my uncle and the power he has in the company Bill works at. He might not be able to get Bill fired, but he can make things much harder for that department. Your husband's longtime coworkers probably will have to be let go. Your husband will get maybe a cut in his pay, or the stock in his company will go down. It might not happen all at once, but I can guarantee it'll make your husband's work life a living hell.
You fucking bastard.
I don't believe you.
There's no way your uncle would do something like that.
You're bluffing. If you don't get out of my house, I'll tell everything of what you said to my husband and he'll throw your ass out.
Amber said incredulously. She was glad she was recording everything and would use it all against him.
You underestimate me too much. I can convince my uncle your husband laid hands on me after he caught us flirting, and that will be more than enough for him to side with me.
Are you really sure you want to take that risk and find out? David laughed.
You. You fucking asshole. What the hell do you want? If you think I'm fucking you, it's not going to happen. I'll take that risk.
Amber said. She couldn't believe this low life was threatening her and her husband like this. Maybe she shouldn't have teased him. Now she dug herself in this hole. She didn't want to risk making her husband's work situation any worse than it already was. Even though she had this whole thing being recorded at the moment, she wasn't sure if it was enough yet to really get him fired. Also, she wasn't sure if there would be repercussions even if she did get him fired. Maybe this asshole's uncle would still get her husband problems at work after finding out he was the reason his nephew got fired. Bill had told her how David's uncle was a huge investor and did a lot to help David keep his job already. David smiled, seeing that he was making progress. He knew, as much as he wanted to, fucking her might prove to be too much. The most he could get away with is maybe something else.
Why don't you get on your knees and show me that sexy side of you again? I would love to see your lips wrapped around my dick.
David smiled.
You're crazy. I don't even do that for my husband.
Amber stopped herself, realizing she was saying too much, unintentionally glancing at the camera.
Ha. Wait. What? You don't even suck your husband off? I can't believe that. Poor guy.
David was practically half bent over laughing, not noticing the sexy wife's eyes that glanced constantly to the dresser. Amber wanted nothing in that moment but to punch him right in his sleazy face.
I'll give you a handjob. That's it. No kissing. Nothing else. Otherwise, I'll call your bluff.
Amber knew if she could get a video of her being forced to do a sexual act, then maybe she could use that as leverage against him. David froze, hearing her words.
A handjob?
He could live with that.
Fine, you have a deal.
David laughed once again.
How can I trust you won't come do this all the time now?
Amber hesitated.
That's up to you to decide.
David smirked.
Humph.
As if. Amber thought she knew during this she had to get him to say incriminating words. Say personally that he was blackmailing her and her husband. It might not be enough to get him arrested, but it would be more than enough to threaten him. Maybe even get him to be a better employee. Soon a plan formed in Amber's mind.
If I do this, you have to agree to be a better employee and stop messing around at work. If I hear that you're still giving my husband problems at work, I don't care, I will blow this all up. I'll tell everyone that you tried to rape me and force me to do stuff for you.
Are you serious?
David gulped. He realized this woman wasn't some bimbo. She was smart enough to hold a knife over both of their heads. She could easily blow this all up and tell everyone that he was simply just blackmailing her. Little did David know that Amber was already recording this whole event, unbeknownst to him.
Those are my terms. Do you agree or not? Amber said, not backing down.
David was too far gone thinking about his cock at the moment to change his mind.
Fine. I agree. But this handjob better be next level, or I'll ruin both you and your husband's image.
I don't care.
Amber took a deep breath. You don't have to worry about that.
Amber walked over to David, who was now sitting on the ottoman that was at the end of her bed. Although this was a hopeless situation, Amber did think that some good could come out of it. If she was able to hold something over David's head and he could be a better employee, then that would make her husband's life a whole hell of a lot easier. Also, she had a thought. What if she added this video to her and Jack's collection? Would Bill enjoy it?
Amber thanked Stacy internally that she was able to send Bill away, otherwise she wouldn't be able to explain herself if he walked in on her. She had to make sure this was quick, otherwise Bill would get home before she could finish. So she really did plan to give this asshole her best. Something that she was actually good at doing now with all her practice with Jack. Amber walked over to him, and David patted on the ottoman next to him for her to take a seat. She couldn't stand the sight of his big grin acting like he had one. Which he technically had.
Do you like blackmailing me like this, asshole?
Bill was right about you. You really are a lowlife. David just laughed and waited for her.
Don't forget our deal.
Amber reminded him. She was still trying to make sure that he admitted he was blackmailing her to have more dirt on him, as if this wasn't already enough. Deep down, Amber knew she could just kick him out and call his bluff. But after Bill constantly talking about her with him and being forced into this situation, she really did think Bill would probably lose it once he saw the video along with the others of Jack.
Hurry and take my dick out. I don't have all day.
David sneered. Amber rolled her eyes and reached over to his lap and attempted to pull his shorts down, but they were still wet, so it took her a couple tries. But when she finally got them down to his knees, she was absolutely shocked at what she saw. David simply had the longest cock she's ever seen. Jack's cock was much thicker than Bill's and only a bit longer. But it wasn't that 1 inch that made a big difference. It was the pure thickness of it, Amber had learned. David, however, wasn't even as thick as Bill, but it was even longer than Jack's. Her eyes went wide and her lips slightly parted when she saw it. How did this skinny asshole have such a big dick?
I'm bigger than little old Bill, huh?
His words snapped her out of it.
If you wish.
Amber didn't waste any time and wrapped both of her hands around it. Usually when she wrapped both her hands around Bill's cock, only the tip and some was sticking out. But with David, there was still at least another 3 to 4 inches sticking out to her face. His cock had to be almost 10 inches long. Her mind was still in shock. David loved seeing that baffled look on her face.
Come on, I thought you were going to give me your best. You've just been staring at it.
Ha.
You.
Just shut up. Amber started to stroke his cock furiously as she sat next to him, looking right into his eyes. He could feel her breath pour down his neck as she stroked him. Now that the initial shock had passed, she concentrated on making his big cock come. Amber never thought that she would be in her room stroking her husband's coworker's giant cock as she sat next to him. She knew she didn't have enough time, and used all she knew about hand jobs to make him come. This went on for 5 minutes before David's voice rang out.
Boring. I'll never come like this.
Amber was annoyed hearing him, but she knew it was true. He didn't seem like he was close at all. She released his cock and removed her bikini in one quick motion, letting him view her perfect breasts. Maybe the extra visual stimulation would help.
Oh, your nipples are pierced? You're more naughty than I thought. You have no idea.
Amber whispered.
Yes. Talk to me, baby.
Tell me how naughty you are. Amber learned that her words could easily turn on Jack and Bill. David would be no different.
Do you like watching me do this? Stroking your big cock in my room?
Amber leaned forward, pushing her breasts against his arm as she whispered at him.
Yes. Your husband would die if he saw you now.
Hmm.
It would be so naughty if he did. But my dumbass husband doesn't deserve to see me like this.
It's only for your eyes.
Fuck. You actually called your husband a dumbass? Damn, you're such a slut.
Hmm. Are you going to come for me, baby? Where do you want to come? On my breasts? On my face? In my mouth?
David was now actually quickly building to an orgasm. He underestimated how sexy Amber became with her words. How was he supposed to know that she became a professional at it with Jack's training?
Fuck. Come on, just suck my cock. It'll make me come faster.
David pleaded.
Amber's eyes scrunched together. She knew that she was running out of time. She glanced at the camera and then back to David. I don't know. I feel so naughty already that you're forcing me to do this.
God damn it.
You fucking slut. You like that I'm blackmailing you, huh? You like being forced to stroke my cock. Threatening you and your husband so you'll play with my dick. Something I bet you've never even done for him.
David laughed.
Amber had him now. She could get up and walk out, and there was nothing he could do with the video of him saying that. But something came over Amber. All the conversations she had with Bill about David ran through her mind again. She thought what Bill would want if he saw her right now. Kick this asshole out the room? Or please this asshole in a way she doesn't even do for him. It didn't take her long to come up with an answer. She slid down to her knees and looked up at David as she kneeled between his legs. You better hurry up and come. Amber licked the long base of his cock until she reached the tip and swallowed her husband's co-worker's long cock. She sank his cock deeper and deeper into her mouth until it reached her throat, really putting her no-gag reflex to the test. At first she could only do half of it, but the more she sucked and swallowed, the deeper she was able to get. Her saliva dripped down to his ball sack, which she was using one of her free hands to rub and play with. Finally, she was able to take his whole cock deep into her throat. She was proud of herself being able to take such a long cock.
Holy shit.
David groaned out. Her mouth felt heavenly. She never sucked her husband's cock?
Bullshit. How else was she a pro at it?
David's thoughts rang out in his mind. Amber slid her lips up and down while rolling her tongue all over his long cock. She hated to admit it, but she was enjoying the feeling of exploring a different cock. Jack had the thicker dick. David had the longer dick. What was funny was Bill was almost a combination of the two. Not as thick as Jack, not as long as David. But in her mind it was the most perfect cock.
She couldn't wait for her anniversary. It was at that moment it was decided she would make Bill watch her anniversary present, and while giving him her first true blowjob with him. She would give him what her neighbor had experienced countless times and what his asshole coworker was experiencing at that moment. Thinking about it made Amber more and more hot. She didn't even notice, but she was sucking and slobbering all over David's cock like a professional whore. Amber glanced up from his long cock and looked up at David. She saw him looking down at her in pure shock and amazement. She slid her mouth off his cock. "You like seeing me suck your big dick?" David couldn't even answer, he just nodded his head. "I actually like it too. You have such a sexy cock. I wonder what my husband would think if he saw what I was doing with you." Amber smiled, glancing at the camera still recording her. "Tell me, am I bigger than Bill?" David mumbled out. Amber hesitated for a moment but gave him what he wanted to hear. "So much bigger." Amber giggled, kissing the tip of his cock. "Fuck, you're so damn sexy," David said, shoving her mouth down his cock. Amber didn't resist, swallowing his cock once again. Inspecting and exploring his dick once again with her soft lips and wet mouth. It didn't take him long to finally reach an orgasm. "I'm gonna come, you slut. I wanna paint that pretty face of yours," David roared out. Amber popped her mouth of his cock and stroked him intensely along her face. "Come for me, baby. Cover my face with your cum, mark me like I'm your slut. Should I visit my husband at work and suck your dick again? Would you like that? Huh? Treating your boss's wife like a slut," Amber moaned out while continuing to lick and kiss his cock as it rubbed on her face. She closed her eyes, feeling his orgasm coming. Finally, she felt a twitch and a wet substance splattered along her face. Twitch after twitch. Splatter after splatter. Amber's face became completely covered in David's cum. After feeling him completely empty his load on her, Amber instinctively swallowed his cock with her eyes still closed, covered in cum. All she could hear was David let out a deep groan and stroke her hair as she cleaned his cock. She sucked the tip of his cock like a vacuum, swallowing any remaining cum left in him. David's body practically felt like jello, feeling her suck him even after he came. His toes stretched and curled as Amber made slobbering noise. All the way until she slid her lips off him once again, making a pop noise. David looks down at her, seeing her covered in his cum give him a feeling of accomplishment. This was one hell of a woman, and she was covered in his cum. Cum dripped off her face as she looked up at him, slowly opening her eyes. Her icy blue eyes glanced up at him through the cum that was covering them. "Was that good?" Amber asked. "The best I ever had," David mumbled. "Good. You better be the best employee for my husband. Now get out," Amber said with a low voice. David nodded and pulled up his shorts as he stepped around Amber and left the room. Amber sat there for a moment getting herself together. From the camera's point of view, Amber was sitting on the floor still covered in David's cum. Finally, she slowly got up and walked over to it and leaned her face right into the camera, giving it a perfect shot of her face still covered in cum. Then she asked the camera with an innocent smile, "Do I still look beautiful, Bill?" Chapter 11. David drove home thinking about the events that had just transpired. Foul or not, but he had just convinced his boss's wife to suck his dick until he exploded all over her face as she begged for his cum. How had she never sucked her husband's dick but was such a pro at it? Millions of questions ran through David's mind. He had never met a more beautiful woman than her, and couldn't help but use despicable means to get what he wanted. The image of her ass and how soft it felt in his hands as he squeezed it mercilessly were burned into his mind. How would it feel bouncing up and down his long cock? However, now that he was a little more clear-headed, he realized he might have to be more careful from here on out. He learned that his boss's wife, besides her amazing blowjob skills, was a proud, smart woman. He didn't know how, but he wanted to make sure this didn't blow up in his face. The problem was he couldn't get the image of her beautiful blue eyes looking up at him as she worshipped his cock. Now the only thing in his mind was how he could work this situation out so he could do it again and again. For now, however, he would have to take it slow. Amber looked into the sink as water and remnants of David's cum dripped off her face down the drain. What had she just done? Not only had she flirted and teased David in front of Bill, but she ended up in her room with that despicable man, sucking his long cock until he cummed all over her face. Amber couldn't believe she had done something so depraved and naughty with a coworker her husband hated. Giving him something that even the man she loved hadn't truly experienced yet. Which made the whole experience even more taboo. She didn't expect her harmless flirting to tease Bill would end up having her in their room passionately sucking David's cock until he painted her face white. As soon as Amber cleaned herself off, she went back to the party and hoped nobody suspected anything out of place. Fortunately, everybody was having such a good time nobody noticed anything different. Everyone was still talking about the games from the day. The same team that beat her and David in beer pong won the chicken fight tournament as well. Which they made sure to rub in, at least to anybody who wanted to listen. Amber walked back to the party and looked around and saw David had made himself scarce and left the party quietly, which she was grateful for. What surprised her was Stacy was nowhere to be seen. As she looked around, she finally saw a red-faced Stacy walk through the side gate into the backyard. Amber made her way over to her and asked, "Hey, where did you go?" Stacy looked down shyly. "Jack tried looking where you went, so I had to stall him." "What? Did he try anything with you?" Amber asked, alarmed, reaching for her best friend's shoulder. "No. He just wanted to talk to me. We went to his house and then I got out of there as soon as possible. I don't think he's coming back either."
Stacy immediately defended herself despite the redness spreading down her neck and up to her ears.
Talk to you?
About what? Amber curiously asked.
From what I had to say.
Stacy began before being interrupted.
Hey!
Bill shouted as he walked in through the side gate himself with fresh beer for the party, startling both women. He kissed Amber on the cheek and wrapped his arms around her slim waist, smiling at the two beautiful women.
What's up? What are you guys talking about?
Work stuff. Both women said simultaneously. They both raised their eyebrows at each other, smirking at each other with rosy red cheeks. Bill rolled his eyes while laughing.
Yeah, come on before everyone starts to get suspicious wondering where we've all been. They might think we've been up to something bad if we don't hurry back.
Both women nodded in agreement and followed Bill back to the party. Unfortunately, Amber and Stacy knew that they both did something beyond the term just bad. Sometime later, Bill got Amber alone and asked her where David had gone.
Oh, I guess he's just a sore loser and went home early.
Why?
Did you like seeing me get so close with your coworker?
Amber said, teasing her husband. She wondered how his reaction would be once he saw the video she took for him.
Maybe, did he at least get a good night kiss?
Bill said jokingly. Amber smiled, seeing that her husband was still turned on from her acting so naughty all day. She leaned into his ear.
He might have gotten a little more.
Bill's jaw dropped.
Wait, what? Really?
Maybe. Guess you're going to have to ask him yourself. Amber giggled, kissing his cheek before walking away to mingle with some work friends. Bill cursed himself, seeing his sexy wife tease him so bad. They both knew that he would never ask David what had transpired, but he also knew there was no way Amber would actually hook up with David.
Right.
Bill shook his head, thinking it was almost impossible no matter how much he fantasized about it. Later that night, when she laid in bed waiting for Bill, she looked down at the ottoman that was at the end of the bed, the same one that David had sat on earlier as she sucked his long dick. The image of her full lips and angry face sliding up and down his thick rod as he smiled down at her was stuck in her mind. On top of it all, the sex with Bill lately had left her unsatisfied. Not that Bill couldn't satisfy her anymore. Far from it, actually. It was strictly due to the condom she was forcing him to wear. The condom was not letting either of them get the intimacy they needed from each other. They had discussed it numerous times over the last week. So both of their urges had begun to climb, and neither could wait until their anniversary. Amber was thinking of what was the best way to show her anniversary present, and she couldn't think of a better idea than being in their own home, putting it on their living room TV as she gave Bill his first real blowjob from her. She was even thinking she wanted to make at least one more video with Jack in the same spot that Bill would be watching all her naughty videos. Amber couldn't believe how sneaky and bad she was thinking at the moment. Bill from a year ago would be astonished that his shy wife had come this far in such a short period of time. Amber's legs squeezed together, thinking about that would be the night to come clean and tell Bill everything. But she wasn't nervous at all. She was actually beyond excited. She couldn't wait to finally tell Bill everything. As exciting as this adventure has been, Bill not being involved had really made her feel guilty no matter how much she knew he wanted it. She didn't want to experience this fantasy any longer without him, and soon, she wouldn't have to. These past few months have felt longer than usual. Going behind Bill's back multiple times left a heavy burden on her shoulders. Also, being able to finally come clean so they could find out what they both wanted to do next would be a huge relief. Amber couldn't lie to herself and say what she had done wasn't exciting, but there was no doubt in her mind she wanted Bill to be involved, as she told herself over and over. Even if Bill wanted to stop this whole fantasy, she would be okay with it. She couldn't even begin to think of doing something like this behind his back, knowing he didn't want it anymore. Bill getting excited with her debaucherous actions is what drove her to enjoy it herself, no matter how good the sex was with their disgusting neighbor, that even now she still hated. Regardless of what was to happen, this experience would be something she would remember until she was old and gray. What worried her was that, did she take it too far? Yes, Bill wanted her to make him jealous, but would leaving him in the dark for so long prove to be too much? Also, she felt it wasn't fair to not tell him about Stacy and how she knew. Amber vowed she wouldn't hold anything back that night and tell him everything. Bill was in the shower, as Amber continued to lay in bed. She glanced over at the bathroom door and heard the shower still running. So Amber quietly grabbed her phone and made sure she turned down the volume. She went over the videos she had recorded over the past few months. Eventually, she pulled up the most recent video and pressed play. Amber couldn't help but get turned on watching herself walk up to David, kissing him on his cheek before trying to make him leave. She watched as she was manipulated until she was on her knees, sliding down her wet lips down his long cock. Watching it back now, she couldn't believe that she was able to swallow such a long dick completely, especially when it was attached to a man like David. Why was it always the men that she didn't find attractive or like that made her act so naughty? She realized a lot of it had to do with Bill's fantasy. The fact that these men were so beneath her, yet she still pleasured them in ways that she didn't do with the man she loved. It made it so wrong and taboo. Even thinking about it now made Amber bite her lips, knowing men like David and Jack were pleasured by her, but a man like her husband was denied that same pleasure. It made the anticipation of when she did even that much higher. She changed the video and was now watching herself holding on to Jack's cock in her work office. Her hand ran down her body and started to lightly play with herself, seeing herself bend over for Jack's big cock. Watching her ass meet his thrusts until she was dancing up and down his cock, until the phone fell, leaving a black screen and her loud moans still echoing through the speakers of the phone. The volume was as quiet as a whisper, but her moans rang in her ears like the beat of the loudest drum.
Amber bit her lips even harder, remembering all the naughty acts she participated in with these men, and how the taboo pleasure flooded her body every time. The bathroom door opening broke Amber's debauchery thoughts. She quickly closed the video on her phone and closed the hidden folder holding all her naughty videos. Amber saw Bill coming out in just a towel dripping wet as he slicked his wavy hair back. Bill stared at his beautiful laying in bed looking appetizing as always. They smiled at each other and automatically the sexual tension in the room skyrocketed. The events from today had left them both on edge. Ever since Amber sucked Jack's cock they've been like this. Their marriage was always strong but their sex life absolutely changed to the point where just a look between them would make their blood boil. Amber smiled looking at her sexy husband, rubbing her thighs together, running her hands down her soft body that was just wearing cotton booty shorts and a see-through tank top, as she looked into his eyes with a hazy look. She admired him standing there looking handsome as ever. It just reminded her how lucky she was to have him. It also drove her thoughts even further thinking how attracted she was to her husband, and how unattracted she was to Jack. Which made her recent actions the past few months even more wrong. How did a man like Jack get to have her in so many ways that the man she loved even didn't get? She was beginning to learn more and more why this fantasy excited Bill, because it now excited her just as much. Bill raised his eyebrows seeing his beautiful wife act so risque, as if inviting him to a meal. His wet cock under the towel grew until it protruded out of his towel, getting his wife's attention. Bill's thoughts ran just as wild as his wife's. He's never seen a more beautiful and rare woman as Amber. The fact that she pleased his fantasy to excite him still runs through his mind constantly. The fact their despicable neighbor had the opportunity to enjoy his angel of a woman was just so wrong to think about. In the same bed she was laying in at the moment, the one they lay in together every night. His heart began beating like a racehorse, as his thoughts went rampant. Still no words were spoken between them. The tension continued to climb as both of their thoughts ran wild due to the same subject. Jack. Finally Amber whispered two words, as if she was out of breath. Honey, please. Without needing to hear another word come out of her delicate mouth, Bill ripped his towel off and climbed on the bed. He lifted his wife's legs high in the air and pulled her shorts off, throwing them beside the towel that he just ripped off. Bill. Amber was taken back from her husband's sudden actions but made no move to stop him. Bill saw she was wearing no underwear underneath and her perfect pussy lips came into view. He ran his fingers lightly across them, already feeling her wet. Amber was about to say something but before she could, she felt Bill's head dive between her legs. He began to hungrily lick and suck on his wife's delicious pussy lips. Fuck. Oh, Bill. Yes, please don't stop, baby. Amber could only moan, enjoying her man's skillful tongue on her. He wasn't holding back and Amber was already on edge from the videos she was just watching earlier. Amber's hands ran down her stomach until she reached Bill's wet hair. She gripped his head and pushed him further and deeper into her pussy. Bill glanced up at her and saw Amber's face flush with her mouth slightly open as she stared at the love of her life eat her out. Bill broke eye contact and began to concentrate on making his wife come with just his tongue. He wanted to slide his tongue down to her perfect ass, however that was something they hadn't explored yet and he didn't want to ruin the mood. So he just continued to enjoy his wife's sweet pussy as she wiggled in his grasp. Amber continued to look down at Bill, before suddenly an evil, taboo thought drowned her mind. She glanced at her phone which was right next to her and back at her husband. She saw Bill's eyes close as he ate her out, passionately and earnestly licking and sucking her pussy, making her more and more wet. Amber felt his wet tongue dive in her, licking her in all the right places. Even after all her fun with Jack, Bill still knew her body best. One of her hands slowly let go of Bill's hair as the other pushed him harder against her. She continued to stare at him, seeing he had no plans of opening his eyes as he concentrated on enjoying her sweet pussy lips. She secretly reached for her phone. Amber quietly and quickly opened a certain video. It was one of her older videos with Jack, the same one she had caught Bill watching before she started her anniversary present. Amber fast-forwarded it a little and made sure the volume was all the way down as she pressed play. She was immediately greeted with the sight of her licking Jack's big cock passionately as she looked into the camera. Amber's body began to heat up even faster due to the POV she was experiencing at that moment. The view of her phone right above her husband's head as he ate her out as she watched herself please their neighbor. She knew what she was doing was so wrong and naughty. That exact thought made her more and more wet. Amber wanted Bill to look up at her, almost expecting him to. Letting him witness how naughty his wife has become for him. Bill immediately noticed his wife getting soaked as he continued to lick and suck on her delicious pussy. Amber unconsciously wrapped her legs around his head, locking him in place, shutting the door on him to be able to see what she was doing. Oh Bill, yes. Right there honey. Please don't stop. Fuck baby. Amber moaned down at him, looking past the phone that was still showing off her blowjob skills that her neighbor experienced countless times. Her eyes constantly darted back and forth from Bill to the phone in her hand. Finally she couldn't take it any longer and squeezed Bill's head with her legs as an orgasm ripped through her body.
Yes, oh yes. I'm coming, Bill. I'm coming for you.
God. Amber shouted out so loud she wouldn't have been surprised if a certain neighbor heard her. Bill was shocked seeing how quickly his wife came just from eating her out. He continued to eat her out right through her orgasm until he felt her legs fall off him. He cleaned her up and smiled up at her with her juices still dripping around her mouth. But what he witnessed made his smile freeze in place. Amber lay there with a hazy look, breathing heavily still. But that's not what shocked Bill. Her hand was laying on her stomach holding a phone at an angle. From that angle Bill saw a video playing.
one that he was familiar with. Hell, he almost memorized every detail of that video. It was the video of Jack getting a blowjob from Amber in his car. Had she watched it while he ate her out? Is that why she had come so fast? Bill had a million questions running through his head. Amber looked down at him still between her legs, seeing the shocked expression on his face as he stared at the video playing on the phone in her hand. Don't you think I look good playing with such a big dick? Amber smiled mischievously. She turned the phone to him so he could see it better and brought it up near her face. Bill, still shocked, looked up at her beautiful face wearing such a naughty smile. It still baffled him that the woman on the phone was the same one he was currently looking at. I thought it would be sexy to have you eat me out while I watched it. Don't you think so? God, I forgot how much he forced down my throat that day, while you were just inside, not far from me. Her words made Bill's stomach a pit full of jealousy. He knew she was trying to push his buttons and it was working wonderfully. Under most circumstances, a man would have felt humiliated or embarrassed. But Bill knew she had done this specifically to tease him and his fantasy, which made the whole situation even more erotic and tense. You, Amber, you are just so... Bill couldn't believe how bad she was acting at the moment. Images of him eating her out as she watched that flashed before his eyes. His cock couldn't have been harder at the moment. Bill immediately sprung up from her legs. He reached for the drawer by the bedside table and grabbed a condom from the box he had stashed there. After securing the condom on his cock in record time, he laid on top of Amber and slowly slid inside of her tight pussy. He grabbed her by her face and began kissing her passionately. As he laid on top of his beautiful wife, feeling her soft body against his, he realized he was the luckiest man in the world. Amber moaned, feeling her husband slide into her. She wrapped her arms around his head and kissed him back with just as much vigor. The phone fell on the pillow next to her head as they continued to kiss. A man and his wife kissed passionately, showing their love for one another while inches away. A video played of that same wife taking part in taboo actions with their asshole neighbor that would make any man jealous witnessing. A whole week had passed since Amber and Bill's barbecue. After Bill ate Amber out as she watched a video of her and Jack, they had amazing sex. And although Bill wore a condom, it was easily their best since he started to wear them. Her teasing him with David all night had risen his sexual appetite through the roof. Amber was even worse, after sucking David's cock, and acting so bad as Bill ate her out, she couldn't wait to feel him inside of her. Both had amazing orgasms through the night. Now it was Sunday night, less than 2 weeks until their anniversary. The Friday after next, they finally both decided they would stay at home and make an intimate dinner for themselves while enjoying and celebrating each other. Most of it due to her suggestions. Even with all that going through Amber's mind, the thing that was bothering her the most at the moment was her asshole neighbor. She hadn't talked to Jack since the day after the barbecue. He texted her while she was at work asking when he should visit her again. Amber strictly told him she needed a break during the week and that they could maybe plan something over the weekend. What surprised her, however, was that Jack agreed and hadn't contacted her since. Now the weekend was over and she was wondering when he would reach out. Even though she still hated the man, she had to admit the sex with him was unlike anything she's ever experienced. With Bill, it was loving and emotional. They connected on every level, and it was something she couldn't live without. However, Jack's cock just completely dominated her body. It wasn't that the sex with Jack was better than Bill, it was just different. Her body couldn't do anything but submit to his big cock. It was as if she was riding a roller coaster, and the adrenaline took over her mind and body, giving her so many highs and lows. Especially the fact that Bill wore condoms lately and Jack hadn't. Adding fuel to the fire, reminding her how wrong this whole thing was. Also, it was not like she was hungry for him, but her and Bill's anniversary was getting closer and she wanted to make at least one more video with Jack. Now she was fed up that he didn't even attempt to reach out. As if he was waiting for her to submit and asked him herself like before. And that exactly was Jack's plan. He knew that his neighbor's anniversary was getting closer. Jack wasn't sure if he'd ever have an opportunity like this again, and he wanted to make Amber completely submit to him at least once, in the off chance that their whole adventure stopped. Amber cursed herself for being annoyed, knowing her body was already imagining how Jack came deep in her, twice. A feeling she had grown to miss ever since Bill wasn't able to. Feeling her lover's cum flood her body was almost a euphoric feeling, and one she had grown accustomed to over the years. Now that it had abruptly stopped, it made her feel like she lost something. Now, Amber's mind couldn't get the image of her riding Jack in his car, feeling his big cock plunge into her, shooting deep inside of her, as he stretched her out more than any man ever could or will. That feeling of him infiltrating her body and then taking a privilege that should have been strictly for Bill was so wrong. It was an experience she couldn't forget even if she wanted to. How deep he got into her, how much he cummed inside of her, how her body betrayed her thoughts, squeezing and coaxing as much as possible out of him. Monday the next day was the beginning of the work week for Amber and Bill. Lucky for Amber, her schedule sometimes worked out in her favor, and this week was one of those weeks. It was one of those times of the year that the hospital slowed down, and she would get some extra time off without cutting into her vacation or sick days. Not only did she have a 3-day weekend, but she would be getting out normally than she usually did throughout the week. Giving her time to get errands done, go to the gym early, and whatever miscellaneous activities that she needed to get done that she wouldn't be able to on a normal work week. This made Amber glad, knowing her anniversary was the Friday after next, so she would be able to get certain stuff done during this short week. That Monday flew by for Amber. Work was a short, quick day, and right after work she had plans to go to the gym with Stacy. She hadn't been able to talk to her much since the barbecue, but she did know Jack did say a few things to her when she was with David, but as of what was said,
Amber still hadn't been able to pry it out of her. All she didn't know was that Stacy got embarrassed and closed off anytime she mentioned it. So Amber had been trying to ease her into opening up. They both had a great gym session, and Stacy suggested that Thursday night she should come over and they have a girls' night to celebrate their 3-day weekend. Amber was more than ecstatic and made a mental note that she should finally ask Stacy what she and Jack spoke about. Amber finally got home still in her workout clothes, covered in sweat. She couldn't wait to shower and freshen up. Bill still wouldn't be home for a couple hours, so she thought maybe she would take a long bath to relax. Unfortunately, life had other plans. Just as she was about to walk up the stairs, she heard a knock on the front door. It was as if the knock banged into her ears. One foot was frozen on the staircase as she looked back towards the door. Amber knew who it was. Who else could it be? Another knock rang through the house, louder than the previous, which made Amber's body jump. Slowly, she made her way to the door and opened it to be greeted by none other than her neighbor. Jack stood there in his tank top, better known as a wife beater, Amber hated that term, in his classic flip-flops and black shorts. She highly suspected that Jack didn't own more than 2 to 3 different colors of clothes. Not that he didn't have the money for it, she knew he was wealthy in his own right, however, she didn't care to ask how. Which made it even worse that he could afford nice clothes but was too lazy to even care. Another example of why she couldn't stand his crass nature. And he was just about to give her another one. Fuck! What takes you so long to open the door? I thought with that athletic body of yours you could move your lazy ass a little faster. Jack snapped as soon as their eyes met. Amber was taken back. She was the lazy one. She went to the gym, had a successful career, great social life, and a wonderful marriage. Now her arrogant, despicable neighbor who did nothing most days wanted to call her lazy. As Amber stood there in a momentary shock, Jack's eyes feasted upon her sexy body. She was wearing a crop top that showed off her beautiful midsection and her well-known booty shorts that accented her juicy ass and delectable legs. I hope your little hubby isn't home. I've missed that fantastic ass of yours. Come on, let's have some fun. Jack said in a low voice as he barged into the house past Amber. This snapped Amber out of her trance. Wait. What do you think you're doing? Amber raced after him, shutting the door behind her. Jack stopped in his steps and looked angrily at her. What do you think? I gave you your break. I thought we had an understanding? Or do I need to break your body in some more? He laughed as his eyes traced up and down her sexy body. Amber couldn't believe his attitude, which was worse than usual today. You can't just come into my home like this. This isn't our deal. Bill could be calm. Stop your yammering. I lived next to you guys long enough that I know he won't be home for at least a couple hours. Amber stood in front of the door staring at him, breathing heavily. She didn't even know what to say to refute him. She honestly doesn't even know why she even tried. They could just record that video that she's been wanting, but his attitude and the way he treated her frustrated her beyond belief. Now she was to please him? Just like that? Seeing her reaction, Jack walked up to her until she backed up into the door, standing on her tiptoes. They stared into each other's eyes, neither backing down. Jack smiled seeing her defiant expression. It made him want to utterly break her until she submitted to him. And he had just the idea. What happened with you and David the night of your barbecue? Jack suddenly asked. His question took Amber back. She wasn't expecting him to ask about this at all, and it caught her off guard. Why? Amber cautiously asked. Still standing on her tiptoes, practically staring down at Jack now due how close they were. Jack took another step, pushing his big body against her, squishing her between him and the door. You think I'm dumb? What, like I don't know about you and your husband's crazy fantasy? You flirted with that slime ball all night. I bet it was so you could tease your husband. What I can't understand is why you went inside with him for so long. And the fact that he left right after. So I know something happened. Now tell me, you fucking slut! Jack practically shouted. It's not your business who I hook up with. Amber snapped back, but regretted her words immediately. Jack laughed. Hook up? Damn, I knew you were slut, but not that much. Jeez, you've really come a long way. I didn't fuck him. I just gave him a blowjob after he threatened me and Bill. Amber defended herself, saying even more unintentionally. He threatened you guys? Jack growled. Jack didn't think he was best friends with his neighbors suddenly, but they were his couple that he was corrupting. He wasn't going to have some young douchebag ruin it. You want me to take care of it? Jack said honestly. Amber was taken back even further now. Was he protecting them? Amber quickly shook those thoughts from her head. No way, he just wanted to keep her all to himself, most likely. Amber thought to herself. Don't worry about it. Me and Bill will handle it. Amber said. Oh, so you're going to tell your little hubby? Jack said, surprised. He thought she'd want to sweep this under the rug. So much for the plan to use this against her. Of course, I'm not hiding anything from Bill any longer the Friday after next. Amber said truthfully with conviction. Oh, so we can have our own little secret until next Friday then? Jack said quietly, running his finger down the side of her neck, slowly making his way down the side of her breasts and soft stomach. Jack! Amber was still breathing heavily, and his light touch told her what was soon to come. She knew he wouldn't leave without fucking her. Images of her being bent over her front door, slamming her ass back on him, begging for more flashed before her eyes. The same door Bill would walk through in a few hours would be the same one she used for leverage to get their neighbor's cock deep in her. Finally, Jack's finger made his way to her shorts and snaked his way down until he found her already wet pussy dripping from anticipation. Oh God, no.
We can't, shouldn't. Amber mumbled, already dizzy from the sexual tension.
Jack smiled, seeing the state his neighbor was in.
Seems like someone is excited for today's session.
Huh?
Did you miss my big dick? Are you excited for my cock, neighbor? Ready for my big cock to drive deep.
On cue, Jack drove his finger deep in her, making Amber lunge forward, wrapping her hands around his neck, while resting her forehead on her forearm that was on his shoulder.
In you.
Damn.
You feel so fucking wet. You can lie to yourself all you want, but your body loves to be pleased by me.
Jack smiled, seeing her body slowly submit. Amber couldn't take his cockiness, but also couldn't refute his words. His thick finger plunged in and out of her, driving her body's temperature higher and higher. The sounds of her heavy breathing and wet pussy echoed in the quiet house. Thinking about what she was doing with this man that she didn't find the least bit attractive, reminded her how wrong this whole situation was. No matter how many times she's hooked up with him, it never ceases to amaze her how wrong it is. Her breathing was becoming erratic, feeling his finger inside of her.
Jack?
Amber couldn't control her voice as she moaned his name sensually. It was as if Jack heard the sweetest sound in existence. Hearing his name come out of her sexy lips as if she was begging him to continue. He happily obliged. He spun around so he was leaning on the door now. With his free hand, he pulled down her booty shorts, which were practically stuck to her like a second skin. He knew that she had just gotten home from the gym, and her hot, sticky body proved him right. But even with her body still sweaty from her earlier workout, she still smelled like the sexiest thing on the planet. Was this woman even real? Jack thought to himself. Like, how could she still taste and smell amazing? After struggling to pull her shorts down over ass still, Amber helped by wiggling her ass, letting her shorts finally slide down, making her perfect ass jiggle out in the open.
Fuck, I miss playing with this ass.
Jack, while looking down over her shoulder with his finger still playing with her tight pussy, used his free hand and gave each ass cheek a firm slap.
Ah, God. Jack, you're making me go crazy. Ugh, hi, God.
Amber gripped him even tighter now, pushing her body into him as she still stood on her tiptoes.
God isn't here. Just Jack and his.
Slap.
Big.
Slap.
Fucking.
Slap.
Dick.
Slap. Jack was now punishing her ass. He didn't want to leave a lasting mark for Bill to see, so even though he was forceful, he made sure to hit different angles and light enough to leave her red but not marked long term. Jack's rough treatment completely made Amber submit to him once again. Allowing this asshole neighbor of hers to slap her ass while fingering her at the same time was too much to bear. Especially after his disrespectful attitude to her, and yet here she still was in his grasp. Her body was already on the brink of a huge orgasm.
Yes. Jack. Keep spanking me. Please don't stop. I'm gonna come.
But the orgasm never came. As soon as Jack heard those words, he released his hold on her, and released her from his grasp. Amber practically collapsed on the floor from the sudden disappearance of what she was leaning on. By the time she looked up, all she was able to see was a smiling Jack looking down at her walking out the house. As he closed the door, he left her with one phrase.
That's your punishment for hooking up with your husband's coworker.
Leaving her alone on the floor with her shorts still down to her knees with only one thought ringing through her head. What the hell was that? Tuesday worked. The next day on Tuesday for Amber felt much longer. All she could think of was the previous day's events. Jack denying her, not letting her come, had left her pent up and agitated since then. He had just left her on the floor on the brink of an orgasm. He didn't even treat her like a person sometimes. Just his personal plaything. What baffled her was how much it turned her on that a man like Jack treated her however he wanted. Also, when Bill had gotten home yesterday from work, he was just laughing and smiling. Although Amber was still agitated from her situation from earlier with Jack, she immediately got curious why he was in such a good mood. Wondering if it had anything to do with David. Which she was right. He immediately told her that her flirting with David must have paid off. He was the perfect employee that day, and they even finished their work early because of it. If this kept up, they would be to let everyone have an early Friday. A few of Bill's coworkers had personally come up to him and told him to give their thanks to Amber for being so nice to David, since they were all reaping the benefits.
I'm starting to think he really did get that good night's kiss, Bill said, trying to probe Amber.
Amber smiled to herself, seeing the serious expression on his face.
Is that all you wish that happened?
Bill was taken back from her sudden answer, realizing he's been more than obvious that her flirting had turned him on immensely.
Maybe not. Your mind is in the gutter, honey,
Amber said, kissing him on the lips slightly, before walking away without giving him a clear answer. She wasn't in the mood to discuss David any longer after what Jack had done to her just a few hours earlier, leaving Bill in utter turmoil. Amber walked away, replaying the conversation in her head. Hearing what Bill had to say gave her a swirl of emotions. She was ecstatic that her husband was having an easier time at work because of what she had done. However, she couldn't help but feel guilty at what it took to make it happen. Throughout the rest of the day, Amber's body felt like it was on fire. She wanted to relieve herself but just couldn't. She had lost count of how many times she cursed Jack in her mind for making her feel like this. Ever since they started this fantasy, Bill and Amber's sex life had dramatically increased. Going from 2 to 3 times a week to at least 4 to 5 times, including multiple times in one day on occasions, it was like they couldn't get enough of each other. Unfortunately for Amber, she was having bad luck. Bill had a work event to go with some colleagues last night, and by the time he got home, he was exhausted from his long day and went straight to bed. The day that Amber actually really needed to be satisfied, she hadn't been able to relieve it one bit.
So fast forwarding it to today, Amber was just angry at herself for feeling the way she did and even more angry at Jack for teasing her the way he did. His plan would have never worked if Bill wasn't busy and had been able to have sex with her. That's what frustrated her the most. So here she was on a Tuesday just counting the minutes until she could get off work and go straight over to Jack's to give him a piece of her mind for how he acted yesterday. He said this was punishment for what happened with David. He's acting like he owns my body? That fucking asshole. Amber thought to herself over and over. As soon as Amber finished the work day, she sped home with a purpose. She parked her car in the driveway and immediately looked over at Jack's house. If he wants to play that game, then fine. Amber thought to herself. Without even walking into her own home, she walked over to Jack still wearing her work clothes. A black pencil skirt with a white button-up and heels to match. Today she was wearing her black glass frames that were more of a look to be sophisticated rather than for prescription. Amber ran a whole department for the hospital and most days had to dress up a bit for work, but she would usually have scrubs at work anytime she had patients to care for. Amber also had her hair in a loose high ponytail. She also made sure to unbutton her blouse a bit to make sure she gave Jack a full view of what he was missing. Amber absolutely had the aura of a sexy, sophisticated, educated woman at that moment. She walked up to his door and furiously knocked. Jack took his time opening the door, already guessing who it was. He opened the door rubbing his eyes, waking up from a nap not too long ago, but the sight that greeted him was more than enough to wake him up. Amber's angry face with her sexy outfit greeted him and his cock, as it twitched in anticipation. Without giving him time for a snide remark, Amber snapped.
What the hell was that yesterday?
Jack smiled seeing her all frustrated.
Oh that?
Just your punishment. Come in, you're earlier than I expected. Jack said, turning away, not giving her time to answer.
Expected.
Amber fumed internally as his cocky attitude. Amber didn't want to follow him and knowing what could happen if she did, but it was better to be safe and not let anyone catch her outside his house. So begrudgingly she followed him in while still giving him a piece of her mind. You come over to my house and force yourself on me, then just leave for punishment. Amber said, quoting with her fingers. You don't own me or my body. Don't forget what this deal is between us. I could easily never talk to you again. So don't get all cocky now. You're just our despicable neighbor with a big dick. Amber was practically yelling now, unleashing all her anger and guilt on Jack. Jack's blood began to boil hearing her demean him, but he knew he had to play the long game. He knew how to make her submit, and he knew her anger right now was because of how he left her yesterday. Oh, I know exactly how despicable I am. So despicable that I might just head over to your house later and let little hubby know what you've been up to lately. Maybe even tell him about your little friend David. That wouldn't be right, would it? But I'm so despicable, maybe I would. I got nothing to lose, right? Jack said with an evil smile. Amber took a step back, her anger immediately calming hearing his words. You wouldn't. You're bluffing. She said in a quiet voice. Am I? Knowing your husband, it would probably turn him on anyways. Why don't we tell him about the present early? Also let him know why he's wearing those condoms. Man, he's such a pathetic guy while his slut wife runs around behind his back. Jack laughed. Stop. You know that's not what I was doing. Amber defended herself. Exactly. That's not what you were doing, but how he hears it and how he receives the present matters, right? Hearing it early or maybe from an unreliable source might leave doubts in his mind in the future. Maybe he'll start to think you were never going to tell him. Maybe he won't. But hey, I'm such a despicable asshole, why would I care, right? Jack said again with that same evil smile. No. You wouldn't. Amber said in an almost inaudible whisper. She couldn't let Bill find out like that. She had been planning it for so long, to make it as special as possible for their anniversary night. If it were to fall apart so close, then everything she had done would be for nothing. You're right, I won't. Do you want to know why? Jack suddenly said.
What?
Why? Amber said with trepidation in her voice. She already knew her neighbor had an evil plan. Jack said, counting up two fingers. Two words. Submit. Worship. Amber looked back at him confused. Before she could even answer, Jack continued. We only have until the Friday after next, until your anniversary that you've been working so hard for. Who knows what could happen then? Bill could be so overwhelmed that this fantasy of his and yours could completely come to a halt. Before that happens, I want you to submit. Completely to me. Just for the rest of the week. Until Sunday. And this time I'm not bluffing, I will do anything to get what I want. Even if it means ruining your present, leaving doubts in Bill's mind for the rest of your marriage. What makes you think I won't walk out and just tell Bill everything on my own before you could? Our trust is nothing you could imagine. He would believe me over you in a heartbeat. Amber countered. She wasn't falling for another man's bullshit once again. Not after David. She was too smart and proud to easily succumb once again. Because that's the last thing you want. You don't want this present of yours to be a complete waste. What was supposed to be a special night would be ruined after getting so close. Also, why are you here? Just to give me a piece of your mind? You knew subconsciously that if you came here, what was going to happen? You wanted to get fucked with my big cock. Isn't that true? Amber stood there in silence, contemplating what to do. She wanted to make one last video with Jack anyways, but his attitude and demands have been excessive, especially now. He wanted her to submit? Even worship him? Yes, during sex her body would submit to his magnificent cock, but that was just a temporary adrenaline rush. But now she would have to listen to his demands all week? Who knows what kind of crazy ideas he would have planned.
It felt different because she felt that she had somewhat control over their situation and deal. But lately that control has been slipping away slowly. Now she would practically give all the control to him, even if it was only for a week. Her pride was totally against it. However, her body felt a tingling sensation thinking about what if she just did. She's already come this far. He had already done so many things to her already, even fucking her raw coming in her. Amber didn't want to admit it, but deep down she knew he was right. Did she really come here to tease him? She knew what were to happen if she knocked on his door. Amber's mind was a battlefield at the moment. Jack saw that this wasn't going to be as easy as he thought. He thought leaving her yesterday on the brink of orgasm would make her more agreeable, but this was a hard woman to tame. Jack stood up from the couch and walked closer to her.
What's the big problem? We've hooked up plenty of times. You know you always end up submitting anyway. Every time you go crazy with excitement and pleasure. You might hate me, but you can't lie to yourself that you love my cock?
Right. Amber didn't answer, because she knew she couldn't refute him. She hated him, despised him, loathed him. But she also knew his cock gave her body pleasure that most women don't experience in a lifetime. He completely knew how to dominate her and leave her writhing in pleasure. Breaking down her walls more and more until she was drowning in taboo pleasure. Amber just hated that he was slowly taking control away from her. Trying to pretty much blackmail her to be his plaything. But hadn't she been already? For weeks she practically met him and did all sorts of taboo things to her. What would be one more week? Amber wasn't dumb, she also knew her body was slowly thinking about the pleasure, making it so she couldn't think clearly. Jack could give her the pleasure she desperately needed if she just submits. She's been so frustrated since yesterday, she just wanted a release. Then a thought crossed her mind. How would Bill react when she told him about this? How would he react finding how she submitted and worshipped him for a whole week before their anniversary? Wasn't the fantasy beyond what they both had intended? Would she just become a tool for men to use her from now on? The events of what happened with David flashed in her mind. Followed by the events of how she even started her anniversary present. The amount of times that she just wanted to tell Bill everything and pour her heart out. She couldn't, wouldn't, allow herself to be taken advantage like this any longer. It was at that moment she finally came to a decision. Jack was about to continue his speech like a sleazy car salesman before he heard a soft voice.
Fine. Amber whispered as she looked at the floor.
Jack leaned forward.
What was that? I couldn't hear.
Giving her a cocky smile. He had her now. The image of her crawling to him on her knees begging for his cock flashed through his eyes. Amber lifted her head and met his eyes with a deadpan expression.
Fine. Go ahead and tell Bill. I'm done with this and you. Goodbye.
Jack stood there absolutely baffled at what he just heard.
Huh.
And with that, Amber didn't even bother waiting for his reaction. She turned around and walked back home with a smile on her face, feeling more refreshed than she had in weeks. While Jack stood there with only one thought ringing through his mind.
What the hell was that?
Amber sat on the couch with her feet propped up under her as she laid on Bill's chest as his arm was wrapped around her. They laid in each other's embrace, with a bowl of popcorn in Bill's lap. The sound of popcorn crunching and the movie they were watching rang through their living room. Amber was wearing one of Bill's big sweaters that came down to her upper thigh with nothing underneath besides some cute underwear she threw on. Bill was wearing just shorts, leaving his muscular upper body on display. Amber loved feeling his sexy body, which is why she was currently curled up with him like a kitten. They just enjoyed the feeling of each other's presence and touch as they laid together and watched the movie. Amber felt so safe and comfortable with Bill at the moment. After being threatened by David and again by Jack, she just wanted to be with Bill, who made her feel nothing but safe and loved. She was nervous after Jack's threat, but he never had the audacity to come over and actually tell Bill anything.
Humph, I knew that asshole was bluffing.
Amber rolled her eyes internally. They continued to enjoy their time together until the movie finished. Bill finally got up and said,
I'm gonna head up and take a shower.
You wanna join me?
He chuckled.
Very tempting, but I need to clean up a bit down here.
Why don't you get all clean for me and I'll meet you upstairs? I might keep you up late tonight.
Amber said, teasing Bill by showing off her legs stretching on the couch. Bill almost pounced on her right then and there, but unfortunately he just kissed her on the forehead and headed upstairs. Amber smiled seeing him walk away and thought how lucky she was. As Amber got up from the couch, she checked her phone and saw she had a message received almost 10 minutes ago. During the movie, she set her phone on silent so she didn't see the notification. It was from Jack.
One more chance, slut.
Amber rolled her eyes. She ignored him, calling his bluff, and threw her phone back on the couch. Amber started to clean up the living room, take the dishes to the kitchen, and threw away any trash that needed to be taken out. As Amber came back inside, she heard the shower upstairs was turned on. Bill usually liked taking hot showers before bed, but after the last few days Amber had, she couldn't wait to have him. Amber was even thinking about maybe convincing him they could forget their little plan and have sex without a condom. She was desperate to feel him inside of her with no barrier between them. She wanted to show him her love for him in a way no other man could receive from her. Jack might have gotten her lust and passion, but he never received her love. As Amber contemplated to herself, she heard a knock on the front door. Her jaw dropped open.
No way.
Amber whispered out loud. Just like it was a few days ago, the knock echoed in her mind like a drum. She knew who it was, especially this late. Who else could it be? Was Jack really going to? Amber put the dishes down in her hand and hurried up to the door before he could knock again. As she opened the door, she hoped it would be anyone but their neighbor. Unfortunately, she would be disappointed.
Jack stood there with a stern expression, wearing his exact outfit from earlier today like any other day. Is Bill here?
Were the only words he spoke.
Jack, Amber whispered vehemently. Are you really going to do this? After everything we have done for you?
Done for me?
What have you done exactly for me? If I'm not mistaken, everything you've done was for yourself and for your husband. Amber looked constantly behind her, still hearing the shower running. Don't act like you didn't benefit either. Don't do this.
Please leave, Amber pleaded.
From the front door, Jack kept looking behind Amber, seeing her constantly checking back. Finally, he said a little louder.
Bill?
You the... Amber lunged forward and covered his mouth with her hand.
Shh! Jesus!
Jack, what the hell do you want? Jack reached up and removed Amber's hand from his mouth. Then he whispered.
Two words. Worship.
Submit. As he looked into her eyes with a deadpan expression, Amber immediately could tell he wasn't kidding or bluffing. He really would tell Bill, and she just couldn't accept that.
Can we just talk about this tomorrow?
Amber continued to plead, trying to get him to leave.
No.
I gave you a chance earlier. Either you give me what I want or I go find Bill and tell him everything.
What do you expect me to fuck right here?
Bill is going to be getting out of the shower any minute. I promise we can talk about this tomorrow.
You must not realize who's in charge.
I told you.
Two words.
Submit.
Worship.
So? What's it gonna be? Amber's mind constantly tried to come up with multiple solutions as quickly as possible to get out of this, but she was starting to realize there was only one way out of this. The thing she dreaded the most. To fully submit and worship this bastard for the rest of the week. Jack leaned forward and whispered in Amber's face.
What are you so afraid of? Are you worried you won't be able to hold yourself back? That you'll get addicted to my cock?
Sorry to break it to you, you're already addicted. You're addicted to this whole fantasy and running behind your husband's back.
Huh? Isn't that right, you fucking slut?
Amber scoffed at him. He had some truths to his words, but she wasn't addicted to going behind Bill's back. She admitted it was exciting and naughty to do this without him aware, but even more so when he was actually aware. Seeing the look on his face whenever she told him something naughty, or looked over at him while her mouth was stuffed with Jack's cock. Knowing he was desperate to feel the same thing. Her apprehensions had nothing to do with that, however. Just the thought of submitting to this despicable man for even a week made her skin crawl. To fully give control over to him. Comma. Jack stepped into the house, making Amber back up with each step he took. He lightly shut the door behind him and stood there glaring into her icy blue eyes. Jack looked calm and collected, but he was far from it. His heart pounded looking at his sexy neighbor. Her beauty never diminished, and even in her casual clothes she stood like a beacon of light. And he wanted nothing more to corrupt that light and make her his.
You better make your decision quickly. Otherwise Bill will come down and know what we've been up to.
Jack stood there at the entrance of her home. He no heard the shower running upstairs, knowing that Bill was occupied at the moment. He had a fun idea, but he just needed to fully get Amber to submit first.
Jack, can we just please talk about this tomorrow? Bill will be down any minute,
Amber said quietly. Then you better hurry up and decide.
Why bother fighting it? We both know what you were going to decide the minute you opened that door,
Jack said, reaching out for her hips, pulling him close to her. Her taut body was smothered by his heavy frame. Jack snaked his arms around Amber and set his hands around her ass, but not squeezing them yet. He was still waiting for her answer.
Why bother fighting it? Wouldn't be just easier to let go and enjoy yourself?
I get what I want.
You get yours. Bill will eventually get his. Imagine what his reaction would be if you told him how you submitted to me for a whole week before your anniversary.
Come on. Just let yourself go and be the slut your husband and I both know you can be, Jack said, never breaking eye contact with her. Amber stared back into his eyes and realized how much she hated this man. He controlled her emotions just as well as he controlled her body. The fact she pleasured him so many times, even in ways she hasn't done with her husband, made her heart pound. She 100% knew this anniversary present has gone way farther than she intended. What if this isn't what Bill wanted? Unfortunately, she would have to wait and find out the Friday after next. For now, or at least for the rest of the week, she would be Jack's. Amber closed her eyes and took a deep breath. She slowly opened them and whispered back.
Okay, you win.
Jack laughed internally. He knew he finally had her this time. He was pressed for time, otherwise he would have plenty of fun ideas to try out with his sexy neighbor, but a few would be okay for now. Jack chuckled.
See, that wasn't so hard, was it?
But what? Amber started to become furious.
I told you.
Submit.
Worship.
Until Monday morning you are mine. You aren't Bill's wife anymore.
You're my personal slut.
So act like it. I want to see that passion in your eyes like every time we make those videos for your dumb husband. Amber knew fighting this would only prolong this whole ordeal. If she was going to do this, she might as well have fun with it. Also, she needed to get this fucking big cock asshole out of her house before Bill got out the shower. It was like hearing that shower noise was her safety net. She had to play along and get this over with. Amber squinted her eyes at him and wrapped her arms around his neck and pushed her lithe frame against him harder. She leaned forward and lightly kissed his lips.
Okay, Ja, I mean Daddy, I'll be a good girl for you. I'll be your perfect little slut, until Monday.
Jack immediately saw the change in her demeanor. He absolutely loved it. He spun her around and pushed her against the wall, his hands still grabbing her ass. Except this time he was squeezing and caressing them with a purpose.
His whole life Jack had been a tits guy. Until he met Amber. Her ass was unlike anything else. It was a drug he couldn't get enough of.
That's right. I'm going to make your body completely addicted to my cock by the end of the week.
Jack said as he played with her body. Amber was kissing his neck under his ears as she heard those words. She paused and said,
Going to?
Maybe I already am. Amber giggled, feeling his hard cock push into her just after saying a few words. She reached down and began to stroke his big dick over his shorts.
I wouldn't mind fucking you until your husband catches us, but I'll settle for a blowjob just for tonight. So you better hurry up and make me come, otherwise little old Bill might catch us.
Amber's eyes opened wide hearing him. She totally forgot where she was and the position she was in for a moment. She had to hurry up and get Jack out of here before Bill finished with his shower. Amber grabbed Jack's hand and led him to the living room. She pushed him down to the couch exactly where Bill was sitting not too long ago, and climbed on the couch with him.
Me and Bill just finished watching a movie right here. I'm going to suck your big cock right where my husband sat not too long ago.
Amber said, her stomach turning hearing herself say such depraved words. She sat on the couch next to Jack and removed Bill's sweater that she was wearing, throwing it on the floor next to them. Jack's eyes were greeted with Amber's naked body with only her pink sexy underwear that she was currently wearing. Jack settled himself back on the couch and devoured her sexy body with his eyes. Amber wasted no time. With her knees on the couch, she leaned over to Jack's lap, pulling his shorts down, and reached for his big cock. Immediately when his cock came into view like any time before, his semi-hard state still baffled her how big it already was. Knowing it was going to grow even more. She couldn't believe she was actually about to suck her neighbor's cock just as her husband was upstairs taking a shower. Her body shivered with excitement knowing how wrong this situation was. Amber realized that she had to do her best and hurry and make him come, so she couldn't hold back whatsoever. She grabbed his cock with her soft hand and manicured fingernails. Tracing her nails up and down his cock sensually as she wrapped her arm around his neck and bit his ear lobe gently, whispering naughty, depraved words that she knew would excite him. Amber was just shocked at how much they excited her now too.
I can't wait to suck your big cock. My loving husband is right upstairs, and here I am about to act like a slut just for you. I wonder what Bill would say if he walked in on us. God, there's no amount I wouldn't pay to see that look on his face. Your dumb little husband still hasn't realized that I'm stealing his wife right under his nose.
Jack groaned.
Oh, you're stealing me now? Making me addicted to that thick cock of yours. Shaking my married pussy all up and down it until I can't beg for more?
Amber stroked his thick dick, rubbing her nails all over his cock and balls. He quickly became hard as a rock. Jack couldn't wait any longer either. He grabbed Amber by the neck and pushed her down to his cock. Amber didn't resist and released her other hand around his neck and grabbed his thick rod with both of her hands now. She kissed the top sensually a few times, then swirled her tongue around the top of his glands. Jack immediately groaned, feeling her delicate touch. He used his right hand and grabbed her hair in a bunch so he could have a perfect view of her artwork. And his left hand slid down her body until he reached her underwear. Amber couldn't waste any more time. She knew Bill would be done any minute now, and she had to speed up the process.
Use me however you want, baby.
Amber said, looking up at him. She felt her stomach flip, calling him something so intimate. Something she usually saved just for her husband. Jack chuckled while smiling down at her after hearing her words.
That's a good girl.
With his left hand, he grabbed the top of her underwear and pulled them up, now turning it practically into a thong. His motion made her body automatically arch her ass into the air. Her delicious ass was now fully on display for him. With his right hand holding onto her hair, he pushed her down his cock. His eyes darted back and forth to her mouth, sliding down his thick cock and her ass jiggling in the air. Amber just let him control her body. What baffled her was how turned on she was getting from his rough treatment. She could feel her pussy get more and more wet by the second. Amber got pushed down until she swallowed his whole cock, reaching the base. One of her hands played and squeezed his ball sack, rubbing her fingernails gently on them. Jack eventually stopped pushing her down and let her come up for air. His other hand never stopped playing with her ass, as he felt her saliva-covered mouth slide up his cock. What happened next shocked Jack. Amber, instead of releasing his cock, turned her head slightly to look up at Jack with his cock still in her mouth, making one side of her cheek bulge. Amber looked up at him as if asking him for more. Jack's eyes wondered at the amazing sight before him. He actually almost came just from the scene before him. Amber leaned over in his lap, his cock in her mouth, her ass high in the air, her blue eyes looking up at him. If there was any doubt in his mind that she had submitted to him, it was quickly dissipating. Jack grabbed her hair with both his hands now, and held her in place as he began to thrust his cock in and out of Amber's mouth. Amber knew what was coming before it came. She braced herself and placed both her hands on Jack's thighs. Not long ago, laughter from a movie and popcorn being crunched on by a husband and wife were sounding through the living room they were currently in. Now in that same living room, gagging and slobbering noises rang through the room. The contrast was especially obvious to Amber, which made the whole situation even more taboo. Jack went at a furious pace as he stared daggers down at her, taking his cock like a pro. What he especially loved is that Amber just took it and stared right back with her blizzard-like eyes. After what felt like an eternity for Amber, Jack pulled her off his cock. He growled down at her like a wild beast.
You like that? Huh? You like that, you slut?
Amber didn't even hesitate.
I fucking loved it. Are you going to come for me, daddy? I want it. I want to taste it all.
Amber bit her lip, salvia still dripping off of them.
Fuck. You have become such a slut. Have you ever done this for your hubby?
Amber shook her head.
You know I haven't.
Good.
This should only be for me,
Jack said, smacking his wet cock all along her face. Jack treated Amber like any cheap whore. Amber was absolutely baffled at why her body reacted so much to him degrading her constantly.
Please just come for me, baby. I haven't tasted any cum since David's. Don't you want to make me forget how good his cum tasted?
Amber said, not sure why she was trying to make him jealous. What she didn't expect was to see the fire in his eyes before he stuffed his cock down her throat once again.
Fucking slut. You like the taste of his cum, huh? I'll make you forget all about that fucking dish a bag,
Jack said vehemently, thrusting even hard and deeper into her mouth now. Amber just moaned back and scratched her fingernails up and down his big belly as he used her. Jack's sensations were in full overload. Her touch, her looks, her body, it was all too much.
Get ready, bitch, fuck, I'm gonna make sure you swallow every last drop.
Jack gritted his teeth. He wanted to hold out longer, but he knew they were running out of time. He would have plenty of fun with her the rest of the week, he didn't want to mess it up now. Jack pushed her head down and thrusted his cock deep into her mouth as he exploded. Amber hadn't swallowed multiple times due to his big load. Jack was in heaven at the moment, seeing her throat making gulping motions as he unloaded all his cum into her mouth. Amber felt like she was drowning in his cum. What amazed her was that she wasn't against the taste of his cock or cum anymore. Almost as if she enjoyed it. Jack finally finished coming and leaned back deeper into the couch. Amber also lay there in his lap, staring at Jack and his deflated cock. They both sat and laid there catching their breath. The silence in the room was deafening.
Silence. Oh my God!
Amber's mind screamed. The sound of the shower had stopped. Who knows when? She had got so sucked into the face fucking she just received that she forgot about Bill in the shower.
Jack! Bill is out of the shower, you need to leave now!
Amber shot up from the couch. She grabbed Bill's sweater from the floor and threw it back on. Jack wanted to say something sleazy, but he didn't want to mess up all the work he had done. Like his thoughts from before, he'd have plenty of fun the rest of the week. Jack slowly got up, annoying Amber that he didn't seem like he was rushing even a bit. Finally, she couldn't take his slow movements any longer. She grabbed him by the hand and dragged him to the door. Her eyes constantly shifted to the top of the stairs, hoping Bill didn't catch them. This felt so wrong that she practically just snuck Jack into the house and had him use her mouth however he liked until he exploded down her throat, not even moments after her and Bill just intimately watched a movie. Amber quietly opened the door and nudged Jack to get out. Unfortunately for her, he turned around and smiled at her not yet leaving.
What? No goodnight kiss?
Ugh, of course this despicable man wouldn't be grossed out by kissing her even after she just sucked his dick and swallowed his cum. Amber quietly complained in her head. She couldn't wait to get him to finally leave. She was so fired up from how she was acting, she just knew her and Bill would have amazing sex tonight.
Fine.
Amber put on her best fake smile and quickly wrapped her arms around her fat neighbor. She locked lips with Jack and kissed him furiously. Jack never once thought of her dirty even after kissing her moments after she sucked his dick. He took advantage of the passionate kiss and immediately put his hands on her ass, squeezing them so hard until Amber had to lean on her tiptoes. Amber unintentionally moaned. She cursed her body for enjoying his rough treatment. Finally, she broke the kiss, then said almost out of breath,
"Was that good enough?"
"It was good enough, for now." Jack laughed.
"Whatever, can you please go now?"
Amber pleaded, as she pushed him out the door.
"Okay, okay.
Just one more request. Actually, not a request. Something you must do," Jack said, half stepping out the door.
"What now?"
Amber said, exasperated.
"You can't sleep with your husband tonight,"
Jack said flatly.
"Excuse me."
Amber almost shouted, but remembering the last second Bill was just up the stairs.
"No sleeping with your husband. Not until the week is over.
Make something up, I don't care. Tell him you want to wait until the anniversary or something. And we'll if you don't, then you know what happens."
"Jack, you can't c—"
Amber began. Jack immediately cut her off.
"I don't want to hear it. Do what I said."
Then finally he walked out and closed the door behind him, leaving a furious Amber.
"That fucking asshole. He already thinks he owns me," Amber said with gritted teeth.
Amber went to the kitchen and washed her face in the sink, making sure any remnants of cum and saliva were cleared off of her. "Humph, like he would know whether I did or didn't," Amber thought to herself internally as she cleaned up. Finally, Amber went upstairs to look for Bill. She found him still in the bathroom, in just his boxers, brushing his teeth with a towel over his hair. Bill saw her walk in and smiled at her with the toothbrush still in his mouth, which made Amber giggle. Amber couldn't understand how she could love someone as much as Bill. How could she just act the way she did with someone she hated while the one she loved was just feet away up the stairs? Jack was beginning to take advantage of Bill's fantasy and now hers. Bill finished brushing his teeth and walked past Amber into their bedroom.
"You better hurry up, otherwise I'm gonna keep you up all night."
Amber smiled at him and was left alone in the bathroom with just her thoughts. Her heart was pounding. Not because of what Bill had just said, but from what Jack had said. How naughty would it be to deny her husband because her neighbor that she hated told her to? Her stomach turned at the thought. Would Bill get excited once he found out? She has really escalated this whole situation, and every fiber of her being was telling her to stop, but it was as if her body already made the decision for her. Amber brushed her teeth and finished getting ready for bed. Bill was surfing the web on his phone, laying in bed still in his boxers. The minute he saw Amber, his eyes beamed and threw his phone to the side.
Amber smiled sexily at her husband and crawled on the bed until she was laying on top of Bill, staring into his eyes. Bill was in awe of how sexy Amber was looking at the moment, like it was radiating off of her. They didn't say a word, but their emotions spoke volumes. Finally, they leaned forward, letting their lips slowly connect. Their kiss broke and reconnected over and over until it became more passionate. Amber's body was on fire, and she wanted nothing but to feel the love of her life slide deep into her. However, something came over her. She broke their sensual kisses and said quietly, "Honey, I want to ask you something." Bill was confused at the sudden stop, but answered her after taking an exhale.
"Huh? Yeah?
What's up, babe? So the condom thing has turned you on, right? I know you're counting down the days to the anniversary like me, right?" Bill actually laughed out loud at that.
"Haha, was it that obvious? Next Friday can't come soon enough," Bill said honestly.
"So I was thinking, what if we did something to make our anniversary even more special?" Bill's cock twitched after hearing her words. It always amazed him how open and sensual Amber had gotten since his birthday.
"Even more? What did you have in mind?" Bill said slowly.
Amber closed her eyes. Then she slowly opened them, looking into Bill's eyes.
"No sex."
Bill's eyes opened wide as his heart leaped out of his chest.
"No sex."
His cock twitched even more, and Amber's eyes caught it this time. Seeing that gave her more confidence.
"Yes, I want to make you go crazy until that day. You'll be so turned on, it'll make our night even more special. What do you think?"
Bill laid there in contemplation. He was thinking a multitude of different things. To be honest, he wasn't a huge fan of the idea. Wearing the condoms has already left him wanting for more. Now he would get nothing? He wanted to say no, but Amber's words made him think even further. It would make the night even more special, and something else she said made his heart race. That she wanted to make him go crazy, did that mean she had more planned? Bill took a deep breath, finally saying,
"I'm not a huge fan of the idea, but I have to admit it would make our night more special. So I'm game."
Amber's heart was racing even faster than Bill's. She actually had done it. Amber felt so naughty, she wanted to push it even further.
"Do you like it when I make you wait and deny you things? Teasing you? Make you even go crazier?"
Amber was laying on the side of Bill now. She traced her hand down Bill's muscular chest. Bill enjoyed her touch for a moment before saying,
"So when you said you were going to make me go even more crazy, tease me even more?"
Amber giggled, hearing her husband. She knew what he wanted. They weren't going to have sex, but she knew plenty of ways to excite him. Her hand stopped tracing his chest and slid down to under his boxers. Amber pulled his cock out and began stroking it. She was just holding on to Jack's cock, and now Bill's it just reminded her how different they really were, mainly how thick Jack's was.
"Have I been teasing you too much, baby? First the condoms, now this?"
Amber said, whispering in Bill's ear as she stroked his cock with one hand and traced her nails along his body.
"Fuck, honey, you're so sexy,"
Bill said, closing his eyes, enjoying her soft hands and manicured fingernails.
"We've come a long way, haven't we? Remember that night on your birthday? I was dressed sexy just for you, and you just sent me away to our neighbor."
"I know.
I'm sorry,"
Bill said.
"Sorry?
Don't be.
Look how much fun we've had. How close we've gotten. I'm glad you told me about your fantasy. Do you want to know a secret?"
Amber whispered even more quietly. Bill's eyes opened and he turned his head to look at his beautiful wife.
"It's my fantasy now too. I didn't realize how much I would enjoy teasing you. Pleasing a man we both hate in ways I haven't even done for you,"
Amber said honestly. She wanted to warm him up and tease him all week about the fantasy and the present she had made for him. Bill's heart pounded hearing his wife's admission. It always baffled him how her words could excite him to no end. In a stuttering breath, he said while still looking into her eyes,
"Does that mean you'd be open to doing that again?"
Amber smiled at him and nodded.
"Maybe, if it means I can tease you some more."
Hearing that made Bill on edge. He was already close to coming and Amber felt it.
"Remember how you walked in on me and Jack? How his big cock broke me right here on our bed? How I made you watch as I rode his big dick? Oh? Are you close, baby? Come for me. Come for me."
Amber was furiously stroking Bill's cock now.
"Goddamn, Amber, you're so fucking sexy. I want to, need to, see that again. Fucking shit."
Bill groaned as he came. His cum flew all over Amber's hand and his groin. Amber continued to stroke Bill's cock, coaxing all the cum from his balls.
"I'm sorry, honey, you might have to take another shower."
Amber giggled as she got up to clean her hands. Bill laid there out of breath, recalling her sexy words. He didn't want to push it, but they continued to ring in his head. As Amber washed her hands cleaning her husband's cum off of her, Bill came up behind her and kissed her neck, saying how amazing she was and how he couldn't wait for the anniversary. As Bill got in the shower to take a quick rinse, Amber thought the contrast of how she swallowed Jack's cum unconditionally while Bill's was washed down the sink drain. What drove Amber agitated to no end was that Jack was able to get off, and now so was Bill. After yesterday's events with Jack and even more so today, she knew what his plan was. To get her more and more worked up so when they finally had sex she would enjoy it even more. Was that why she was so excited for tomorrow? Wednesday, Amber's foot constantly tapped on the floor of her office. This might have felt like the longest day of work her entire life. It was almost time for her to get off and it couldn't come any faster. Jack had texted her to come over right when she got off work. Amber had planned to, whether he asked her or not. One, she wanted to give her a piece of her mind for his actions and yesterday. The other was to finally relieve her frustrations from not being satisfied the last few days.
Amber was mad at herself for being played around with Jack, letting him dictate her daily thoughts and actions. But she couldn't help but bite her lip remembering how naughty she was yesterday. It was one of the craziest things she's ever done, and she could only imagine what Bill would think of it all. Amber had also decided that if she was going to do this whole submission to Jack that she would do it properly. She had her phone charged and she would make sure to get plenty of videos for Bill the rest of the week. Amber got off work and immediately got into her car, driving straight home. As Amber pulled into her driveway, she looked over at Jack's house, knowing what awaited her there. However, she had something she had to do first. Amber made her way inside and went straight into her bedroom. Amber immediately took off her work clothes and changed into another outfit she had specially planned for Jack. She wore a pink see-through bra and pink thong. Then she threw on black leather pants and a black corset top that showed off her sexy midsection. It was as if she was going to the club. But in reality, she was going to her asshole neighbor's house to get mind-blowing sex. Amber then grabbed her phone down and set it down on the dresser. She made sure she looked sexy and hit record.
Hi baby, I know the videos you've seen so far have probably blown your mind. Hopefully in a good way. I started this present for you to surprise you and make your deepest fantasies come true. I wasn't lying to you when I said this fantasy excited me now too. Our despicable neighbor is now threatening to tell you everything early just before I can surprise you on our anniversary. So to get him to comply, I'm really going to have to be his slut. Not just acting, but to really submit to him. That's why I told you no more sex. I didn't have to listen to him, but something came over me and wanted to tease you, and myself honestly. So the rest of the videos you see might seem over the top, but I just want you to know that you are the love of my life and nothing will ever change that. Okay, I better go, otherwise, Daddy might get upset with me. Amber said, smiling sexily in the camera. Amber hit the end of the recording and took a deep breath. There was no turning back now. She looked around and made sure she didn't forget anything and walked out the house straight over to Jack's. Amber walked up to Jack's door and knocked with a purpose. Jack opened the door wearing nothing but his boxers. Amber's eyes ran down his unattractive body. She automatically compared him and Bill. They were just completely different. Jack's burly body was on display, his hairy chest and belly protruding out to her as his unkempt hair stuck out like a sore thumb. How was this despicable man able to pleasure her body so easily? I guess what he loses on attractiveness he makes up for in sexual knowledge. Amber thought to herself. As Amber stared at him, Jack stared at her back. His cock was already beginning to grow seeing Amber's sexy outfit. Her perfect tits were popping out of her corset. Her black leather pants gripped her lower body beautifully. Her never-ending legs and plump ass were very obvious even from seeing her face forward. Aren't you going to invite me in? Amber said. Jack chuckled as he stepped to the side allowing Amber in. She rolled her eyes as she walked in, brushing past Jack. Jack smiled to himself, and looked around the street making sure no one saw this beautiful woman just walk into his house. Amber was always shocked how clean and decorated Jack's house every time she came here. She knew he hired a cleaning company to visit every other week, but did he also hire a decorator? As Amber was thinking to herself, Jack ogled her sexy body and outfit from behind her. He didn't think there was a luckier man in the world than him at the moment. He was going to have this sexy wife begging for his cock and even his cum not long from now. Amber feels Jack's eyes on her and turns around, glaring at him. You know you went too far yesterday. Imagine if Bill came down and saw you? What would you have done? You might think you have everything under control, but one wrong step and it'll come crashing down on you. Amber stared at him hatefully. Did you do it? Jack said plainly. What? Did you do it? Jack said again, stepping closer to her until he was inches away. Amber knew what he was talking about, but she couldn't muster up an answer. She crossed her arms and looked away from him while biting her lip. Jack slowly formed a huge smile. Her actions gave him his answer. To be completely honest, Jack was more than shocked. He didn't think she would actually do it. What made him intrigued was, did she do it to please him, or tease her husband, maybe both? Good. I'm honestly surprised you listened, Jack said truthfully. Amber finally turned her head and looked at him. Like you said, submit and worship. I didn't want to give you a reason for you to go back on your word. Plus, I thought it would make Bill jealous once he finds out. Jack stared at her eyes, which were inches away from his own. There was a deafening silence between them. Jack leaned forward and whispered in her ear, breaking their silence. You must be very pent up and frustrated, huh? You need Jack's big cock to break you a bit? He said slowly as he traced his fingers lightly down her flat stomach. Feeling his touch made Amber's heart start to race. She knew what was coming, and as much as her mind hated the thought of it, her body could think of nothing else. It was as if the heat was spreading along her whole body until it started to fog her thoughts. Now the only thing she could think about was the last time she was with Jack a few weeks ago, riding his big cock as it drove inside of her over and over. Amber's face was flushed as her thoughts ravaged her while she continued to bite her lips. Jack's grin couldn't have gotten bigger as he saw Amber's body fidget before him and her eyes start to haze over. They both knew that they were about to have the best sex they ever had with each other. Come here! Jack snapped. He grabbed her hand and led her into the living room. He pulled her towards the center of the living room and released her hand, leaving her in the center of the room. Open your camera and hand me your phone, Jack ordered. Amber's breathing was now erratic as she listened to his instructions. Jack grabbed her phone and then walked to the main couch in the living room right in front of Amber. Jack was now sitting on the couch, in just his boxers. There was a glass table that was horizontal to the couch, that he usually used to put his feet up on.
He pushed the table farther away from the couch so there was plenty of room by his feet now. He then set the phone prop down on the table and made sure it had a good view of him and the couch. Right before he hit record, he looked up at Amber, who was standing on the other side of the table, nervously playing with her fingers in front of her.
Don't forget. Submit. Worship.
Then he hit record on the phone and leaned back on the couch. Jack sat there looking at Amber once again for a moment, enjoying her figure. He just loved the black leather pants she was wearing. How it gripped her lower body and the corset that she wore pushing up her breasts.
Crawl to me, slut.
Jack said in a low voice. Amber Pride took a huge hit hearing this. Last time she did something like this, it was more on the playful side. This time it was to really show her submission. What baffled her was that her body immediately started to kneel on the floor. It was as if she didn't have control over her body, almost as if she was watching the events transpire in third person. Jack smiled seeing this beautiful wife kneel on the floor. She began to crawl to him on her hands and knees. Amber was looking straight at Jack as she made her way to him. When she reached the table, she was about to start going around.
No. Under the table.
Jack stopped her. Amber stopped and looked at him with pleading eyes. Unfortunately for her, seeing this just made Jack's cock grow. He wanted to keep corrupting this beautiful woman. Amber eventually looked back down and began to crawl under the table. Jack never thought he'd see the sight before him. His sexy married neighbor, a proud, smart woman, who loved her husband like none other, was crawling under his table, making her way to his cock. Half of Amber's body was now under the table, with her ass gripped by her leather pants high in the air on display. Jack unintentionally licked his lips seeing that. On the camera's POV, Amber's blonde hair was the first to come into view, as the rest of her body squirmed out from under the table making her way to Jack. Eventually she was on her knees resting between Jack's feet. Her sexy body was beautifully on display for the camera, as her ass was perfectly sculpted into those damn leather pants. Amber looked back at the camera and gave it a shy smile, mouthing the words "I love you." Jack pretended he didn't see and just looked down at Amber.
"You know what to do,"
Jack said, getting her attention. Amber turned her head back and looked back up at Jack. Her asshole neighbor. Her big dick neighbor. Without breaking eye contact, she pulled Jack's boxers down to his ankle, letting his thick cock spring into view. He was usually always in a semi-hard state, but Amber was shocked seeing his dick already rock solid. Amber now realized Jack was just as pent up as her, and she didn't know if that was a good or bad thing. Amber was currently stroking his dick with both of her hands when Jack began egging her on.
"Did you miss my cock?"
Amber, still looking up at him, nodded her head slowly.
"Did it turn you on sucking my dick in your living room while Bill was in the shower?"
he chuckled. Amber turned her head back to the camera, and then back up to Jack.
"I loved it. HM, that's it, you fucking slut. Tell me how much you love my cock more than Bill's. Tell me how your little husband is such a dumbass. You like hearing me talk naughty, huh?"
Amber began, starting to get into his dirty talk.
"You like hearing how much bigger your cock is. I mean, you're so much bigger than my dumb husband. He should have never told me to come out to you that first night. Now look at me. Sucking your cock whenever you ask. Letting you fuck me raw."
Amber turned her head to the camera.
"Making me deny my husband sex for a whole week just so you can fuck me whenever you want. Is that what you want to hear? Turning your married neighbor into your personal slut?"
Amber turned her head back to Jack and was now stroking his cock furiously.
"That's it. That's fucking it. You hear that, Bill? Your wife is a true slut now, you just didn't know how to bring it out of her. This rest of the week she's gonna be my personal whore. I'll make her addicted to my cock, that is if she isn't already."
Jack laughed, as he pulled Amber's head down to his lap. Amber swallowed Jack's cock with no restraint. She began to lick and slobber all over it, wetting his cock completely.
"Damn. This slut is a pro at sucking cock. Sucks you haven't been able to truly experience it yet, buddy."
Jack closed his eyes, leaning his head back. He just enjoyed the feeling of Amber's lips and tongue worshipping his cock. Right on cue, Amber slid back up Jack's thick cock. She was breathing heavily as her saliva continued to drip over his cock.
"Fuck. I love sucking your dick. It's just so, fuck. Jack, your cock is just so damn big. I can't believe I can swallow this entire thing,"
Amber said as she stroked it and kissed up and down the base of his dick. Amber had completely succumbed to the sexual tension. Her body was on overdrive. She couldn't wait any longer. Amber released his dick and stood up. Amber untied her corset and pulled it off of her. Then she slid her black leather pants off of her, shimming it down her legs. Her ass jiggled with each motion of her body, giving the camera a great angle of her actions. Amber climbed on top of the couch in just her sexy pink lingerie and looked back at the camera. She leaned on Jack's body and started to stroke his wet cock.
"Is this exciting you, baby? I hope this is. I want to make you more and more jealous."
Amber practically forgot Jack was there. In her eyes, he was just a tool for her and Bill to excite their marriage. A very big, thick tool. Right now her mind was fogged with sexual tension, but her heart never forgot about Bill. What would he want to see? Want to hear? She wanted to make sure she gave him a show so he enjoyed himself, because she knew she was about to enjoy herself even more. Jack, who was still sitting there, and his patience had worn thin. He wanted to feel her tight pussy gripping him once again.
"Come here, you fucking slut!"
Jack snapped, pulling her on top of him. Amber was now straddling Jack and was looking down at him as he felt his cock pushing against her.
"You want to give your husband a show?"
Amber nodded down at him.
"Answer out loud.
I want him to hear you.
Jack growled at her, followed by a hard slap on her ass cheek.
Yes. Yes, I want to give him a show. Please, Daddy.
Amber was practically hyperventilating. Ever since Monday when Jack fingered her and left her on edge, she's been desperate for a release. Now feeling his thick, hard cock so close. It was driving her absolutely crazy.
That's good. That's really good, baby.
Jack smiled up at her and grabbed each of her ass cheeks.
Come on. Put it in yourself.
Jack instructed her. Amber nodded and slightly lifted herself up, moving her thong to the side of her ass cheek, holding it in place. She grabbed his cock with her other hand and lined it up with her pussy. They both were looking down at his cock just at the entrance of her pussy.
Slowly.
Jack said with a deep voice. Amber listened and slowly slid down, watched his thick cock enter her, and immediately fill her up. Inch by inch, his cock filled her pussy slowly. His thick cock gripped tightly by her pussy lips.
Oh, God. It's so thick every time he...
Amber moaned out loudly. She thought she'd be getting used to it by now, but every time it felt like he was breaking her open. Amber sank completely down until Jack's big dick was completely inside of her. She wiggled her hips, making sure he was all the way in her, which got a groan from Jack. She turned her head and looked back at the camera.
Does this look good, Bill? I hope it does, honey. I hope it looks as good as it feels, because it feels so fucking good.
Amber said sexily as she turned her head back forward and let her head fall backwards. Her hair ran down her back just above her ass where she and Jack were connected. The camera had an amazing view of a wife sitting on top of her neighbor with her jiggly ass resting on his thighs as his big cock was deep inside her pussy. Amber was enjoying the feeling of his thick cock inside of her when she heard his commanding voice.
Start riding,
Jack said flatly. He was trying to keep his composure, but his heart was racing as well. He felt like the day he visited Amber at her office was ages ago. Feeling her sweet pussy again was a heavenly bliss. In all his years, he never experienced something that felt as good as fucking this sexy woman. She leaned her head forward, so it was hovering over his right shoulder now, and whispered in a quiet voice.
Okay.
Amber started rocking her hips and grinding her body up and down slowly. She began moving her pussy up and down his cock. It was like an avalanche of pleasure rushing through her body. As his cock slid in and out of her pussy, her body was heating up like a volcano from this certain avalanche. Amber began to pick up her pace faster and faster. She continued to ride him like this for over 10 minutes.
God damn, this is the best. You have such a tight pussy, I don't think I can ever get enough of it.
Jack groaned out. He had both of his hands squeezing Amber's thick ass, feeling them in his hands as she rode him like a professional whore. Jack never wanted this feeling to end. Amber's moans rang out in her neighbor's living room. Soft moans soon turned into filthy talk that a woman like herself never usually participated in. But the raw sex with her neighbor was so taboo, and it brought out the darkest side of her. Knowing her husband would be watching this in the near future only added fuel to the fire.
Oh God. Fuck me, Jack, fuck me.
Amber moaned out.
Do you like that, baby? Do you like seeing me ride this big dick?
Shit. It's so fucking thick and deep, oh baby.
Amber continued to moan out. Jack wasn't sure if she was talking to the camera or himself, but he didn't care. They were continuing to build to a huge crescendo. Amber was now slamming her ass up and down Jack's thick tool. Her juices were soaking his cock, and the sound of her pussy gushing on his dick rang out, adding to the sound of her ass meeting his thighs.
Damn, you really are slut.
Slap. Jack spanked her ass cheeks.
Come on, you wanna come? Work for it.
Come on, slap.
Slap.
Jack was relentlessly punishing her ass. The pain from his spanks and the pleasure his cock was giving to Amber was really driving her to the brink.
You're a god. Just like that, Jack.
Yes, keep spanking me.
Oh fuck, you're breaking me, Daddy.
Oh, Bill.
Amber was delirious with pleasure. She was moaning Jack's name and calling out for Bill at the same time.
That's it, just like that.
Jack grabbed her by her ass, now giving her the occasional slap on her ass as she continued to bounce on his dick. He began to thrust into her, matching her rhythm, and it immediately proved too much for Amber. She fell forward and wrapped her arms around Jack's neck, stuffing his face in her breasts as she matched his thrusts even faster.
Fuck me, right in front of my husband. Make him watch the man he hates break me, oh God, oh yes. I am coming.
Jack looked up at Amber from between her breasts, and she looked down at him. Suddenly Jack pulled her down and they locked lips. Their tongues battled and fought as they made out. The whole time they kissed, it made Amber so turned on the fact she was being recorded doing something so taboo once again. This was pure passion and pleasure. Her orgasm continued to rock her body, making her shake continuously as she rode out her intense orgasm on Jack's cock. Jack felt her pussy constantly gripping his cock, trying to coax his cum, but he was far from being done with this sexy woman. Her pussy cummed over and over as it dripped out of her pussy down his cock that was still deep inside of her. The camera had a view of Amber's ass uncontrollably shaking and twitching, and her cum ran down Jack's veiny cock, dripping down to his balls and the couch they were sitting on. They never broke their kiss once. Amber's orgasm finally subsided slowly, and their kiss finally slowed down and broke apart. She took deep breaths, trying to get her bearings about her. It was one of the most intense sessions between them. Jack's face was still lodged between her breasts. He had even pulled down her bra slightly so he could suck and lick her pierced nipples. Amber was still exhausted from the intense orgasm to care, and just rested her head on his forehead and let him enjoy her body.
Ha! That was a good one. Probably better than your husband ever gave you, eh?
Jack sneered at her as he looked over her shoulder at the camera.
Hmm. Yeah, it was.
Amber mumbled, ignoring his snarky remark at the end.
Hurry up and catch your breath, I'm far from being through with you yet.
Jack said slowly.
Wait, what?
Amber's eyes opened wide. It had just dawned on her that Jack hadn't even come yet. Her body shivered unintentionally realizing it wasn't over yet.
What? Did you think that was it?
Ha. Hurry up. Clean my dick, you made a mess. Then bend over in front of the camera. I want to give your husband a show.
Wait.
I. Amber began but Jack quickly interrupted her.
Wait for what?
I know your sexy body wants more of my cock. You just had a crazy orgasm on it and now you still act like you don't want it? Amber knew there was no reason to fight it and hung her head as she climbed off of him. As soon as his cock left her pussy she felt empty inside. She cursed her body for accepting his dick so easily. Even now her body craved to be filled up by it again.
Take the rest of your clothes off.
Jack said as Amber got off the couch. Amber rolled her eyes, she unclasped her bra and took off her thong, throwing it behind her near the rest of her clothes. What she didn't realize was the camera picking all this up. She might not think it was a serious act, but once Bill saw this it would drive him crazy seeing his wife orgasm on their neighbor's cock then listening to him so easily right after. Like she was really his. Amber was now completely naked and she sank back on her knees between Jack's legs. She was faced with Jack's hard cock still dripping with her cum. Her face got completely red with embarrassment seeing it, knowing that was from the culmination of their intense sex.
Come on, I'm waiting.
Jack said, grabbing her by the head and pushing her face right into his cock. His cock rested on her face, and he began to smear all her cum along her face. Amber's face was getting more and more wet, so with her quivering lips she opened her mouth and swallowed his cock once again. She began to lick and clean her cum all of his cock, like a dutiful slut. After a few minutes of this, Jack suddenly announced,
"All right, that's enough."
Amber slurped her way up his dick, she couldn't believe she was enjoying the taste of herself off his cock. Was she really becoming that depraved?
Mpampa,
Amber moaned as she released his cock. Jack stood up from the couch, his cock dangling above Amber's face as her saliva dripped off it landing on her lips. Amber's body was already beginning to heat up once again. She knew what was coming next and her body already began to prepare for it. She turned her head towards the camera, it was as if her husband's eyes were watching her. Amber crawled up from under Jack and went towards the camera on the table. She set her elbows on the glass table and with her knees on the carpet. Amber arched her ass in the air and looked back at Jack as if she was inviting him to take her again. Jack's cock grew even harder at the sight and immediately got down on his knees as well and positioned himself right behind her delicious ass. He gave her ass a slight slap which got a sharp gasp from Amber. With his cock in hand and the other set above her thick ass, Jack in one fluid motion slid right back into Amber.
Oh. Yeah. That's it.
God, you are soaking wet, are you turned on?
Huh.
Jack said, gripping and shaking one of his cheeks. Amber was face forward now looking deeply into the camera.
Mhhmm.
She mumbled quietly.
Slap.
Jack spanked her ass once again.
Louder.
Yes. Amber hissed.
Slap.
Louder, you slut.
Yes. Yes, daddy.
Amber moaned looking back at Jack now. Jack was sliding in and out of her slowly as he talked.
For the rest of the week, I want you to dress as sexy as possible for your little husband. Show him that beautiful ass of yours, that sexy body. I want him to drool over you while you don't let him get even a single touch of you. I want to see you tease and drive him crazy. You got that?
Jack said while laughing. Amber looked into the camera.
Okay.
She smiled sexily.
Okay, what?
Jack growled.
Okay, I'll do what you say, baby.
Amber said while still smiling into the camera. She wondered how Bill would feel hearing her call Jack names she usually saved just for him.
Haha, okay, good.
Good. Jack said, shaking each of her ass cheeks, as he slid into her continuously. Suddenly he stopped moving.
Alright, show me and your husband how much you love when I fuck you. Fuck yourself with my cock.
Amber didn't answer back. Her body did it for her. Immediately when Jack stopped moving, her body had already started shaking her ass up and down his cock. Jack practically started drooling seeing her jiggly ass shake up and down his thick. The perfect arch in her back as if it was a valley, her lithe body shaking every time her ass met his big frame.
Faster, slut,
Jack said quietly. He already began to breathe heavier. Amber listened and began slamming her ass back on him. Like gunshots in a dark alley.
Fuck. Yes, daddy. Am I doing a good job for you?
Amber moaned out looking back at Jack while glancing at the camera.
Good enough for now. Are you ready? I'm going to get rough with you now.
Jack growled.
Wait, wah, Jack, fuck.
Jack gathered her hair and grabbed her with one hand lifting her head higher off the table. The arch in her back became more prominent as she continued to slam back her ass, to Jack who was now matching her with powerful thrust.
Watch this, Bill. Watch as I show you how to really fuck this slut.
Amber looked down at the camera with her eyes as her head was being held up by Jack. She bit her lips and couldn't do anything but moan out as he fucked her with hard, powerful thrusts.
Baby, do I still look good? Does it turn you on watching me get fucked like this?
It's so thick and deep. I really might get addicted to this, honey. Amber said looking into the camera. Her body is trying its best to keep up. Her chest was rising and falling as sweat began to form. Jack held her in place like this for at least almost 10 minutes.
Amber felt her body succumbing to the pleasure as it just tried its best to stay upright as Jack fucked her into oblivion. Jack whispered something in her ear, and her eyes shot open wide and she tried to turn her head to him. He released his hold on her and said,
"Do it."
Amber took a deep breath and looked back at the camera.
"Sorry, honey. He said you're not allowed to see this."
She reached forward and hit the end on the recording.
"Ha! You actually did it.
I actually wanted him to see this, but knowing your husband, he might actually want you to tell him about it instead." Amber closed her eyes and instead of arguing back, she just shook her ass on his dick, as if asking for more. This made Jack sneer.
"You got to say it first."
Amber was silent for a moment, then whispered.
"Spank me.
Slap.
Spank me like I never let my husband.
Slap.
Spank me the way I like.
Slap.
Spank me, daddy. Punish me for being such a tease.
Slap.
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 Slap."
Amber got louder with every slap until she was practically begging for it.
"Who's my slut?"
"I am." Amber breathed out heavily.
"You gonna let me fuck this sexy body whenever I ask?"
"Yes, yes, whenever you want."
"Oh, God."
Amber finally couldn't take it and fell on the table with her cheek against the glass. Her body felt like pudding as Jack drove his cock inside of her. Jack fucked her hard and fast until she fell over on the table, and she just let him ravage her. Jack was delirious at the moment. He wondered what Bill would say if he saw her now. His perfect, proud wife, bent over his table getting the fucking of her life. He kind of wished he was able to witness him watching all those videos they made.
Wait.
Maybe he could.
Ah, shit. Baby. Jack, I'm getting so close, I'm about to come.
Amber moaned out, hearing that made Jack almost come right then and there. He slid out of her, which got a groan from her and flipped her over so she was now laying on the soft carpet. He slid right back into her and began pounding her with a purpose. They looked right into each other's eyes as he fucked her like a machine.
"Who fucks you the best?"
"Jack, just fuck me."
"No. I want you to say it, slut.
It's just us now," Jack said, grabbing her by the chin, forcing her to look into his eyes.
"And you do?"
Ambers finally said. Her eyes were hazed over now. It wasn't even her mind speaking anymore, it was her body.
"Whose cock do you love the most?"
"Yours, baby.
Yours.
You want to come already? You like coming over to your neighbor's house and fuck after denying your husband?
Right? You fucking slut? Tell me."
"Yes.
Yes.
I love it. I love teasing my dumbass husband and fucking my asshole neighbor and his big cock.
Fuck, I'm coming, I'm coming, ah, fuck.
Jack." Amber shook and writhed under Jack as another orgasm rocked her body. Jack grabbed the camera during this and hit record. It showed a view of Amber mid-orgasm while screaming his name, and as soon as she finished, Jack took his cock out and exploded right on her chest and face. He absolutely covered her. Load after load continued to explode all over Amber. As much as he wanted to fill her up again, something about covering his neighbor's wife with his cum drove him crazy. She unintentionally licked some that landed on her lips. Amber laid there with her arm over her eyes as she breathed heavily, still experiencing aftershocks from her orgasm. Jack stood over her and ended the recording. He threw the phone on the floor next to her. He walked away for a moment and came back with a towel, which he tossed right next to her.
"Get cleaned up and get back home. We still have a very fun week ahead of us."
Jack laughed as he walked away. Amber laid there for a moment, and in a whisper only she could hear, she said,
"Okay, daddy."
The end. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. We offer a free erotica podcast and a premium patron taboo podcast that contains more intensely sexual themes. You can support the Erotica Podcast on Patreon to make requests for subjects. Thank you for listening.